Hare Krishna. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Mulitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadate Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guroh Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunadhanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitam He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Haripriye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarini Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna. Today we are beginning the last class of the senior batch, last Bhagavatam class of senior batch. So next week they'll write their last exam on Bhagavatam and begin their first class on Chaitanya Charitamrita. Hopefully we'll get to hear from Devamrit Maharaj. Hopefully, we'll request him. Maharaj will be here. So, two chapters of the 12th canto are left. The 12th chapter of 12th canto is basically a summary of all the contents of Bhagavatam. Entire Bhagavatam from first canto till the last canto is briefly narrated by Suta Goswami again to the Naimisharanya sages. And the last chapter, 13th chapter, is glories of Bhagavatam. So we'll discuss this in the next 3 hours, 10:50. So if you remember, when the sages of Naimisharanya asked, Liyakirtan Bhu, when the sages of Naimisharanya asked Suta Goswami, please answer our six questions. So he began answering their questions by first offering obeisances to Sukadeva Goswami. What was the verse? Before that, Yam Pravrajanta Manumeta Apeta Krityam. So when Vyasadeva was running behind Sukadeva Goswami, and Sukadeva Goswami, just after his birth, he was just leaving. So Vyasadeva was running behind him, "My dear son, please come back." So Vyasadeva did not get any response. Only trees responded. So in that context, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says that Sukadeva Goswami could enter the hearts of the trees and make them echo, right? Make them speak, respond to the call of Vyasadeva. If Sukadeva Goswami is so powerful that he can enter the hearts of dull trees and make them speak, he should allow my heart and make me also speak. So this was the prayer of Suta Goswami to Sukadeva Goswami. So what was the line there? Tam sarva bhuta hridayam munimanatosmi. He can enter the hearts of all the living entities and make them speak. Right? That is the power of Sukadeva Goswami. And later he recites this verse. Obeisances. Yasvanubhavam akhila shruti saramekam adhyatma deepamatititi rishatam tamondham samsarinam karunaya purana guhyam tam vyasasunum upayami gurum muninam. Yasvanubhavam akhila shruti saramekam. So Sukadeva Goswami has personally Sva-anubhavam, experienced the essence of all scriptures. Akhila Shruti Saramekam, that is Bhagavatam. Akhila Shruti Saramekam, Adhyatma Deepam. This Bhagavatam is like a transcendental torchlight that can enlighten the dark hearts of the readers. Right? It can fill the hearts of the readers with full light. Adhyatma Deepam, Atititirishatam Tamundham. And it will enable all the devotees who take shelter of this scripture to cross over the material existence. Ati titirishatam tamondham. Tamo andham. It's the darkness of nescience. Next, samsarinam karunayaha. Means, Sukadeva Goswami is very compassionate upon the samsaris. Samsaris means who are engrossed in samsara. Samsarinam karunaya aha means he spoke. What he spoke? Purana guhyam. Very confidential Purana. To speak something very generic is not a big deal. Everybody knows. We also repeat it. It's not a big thing. But to reveal the most confidential information to the most degraded person is a big thing. Just go to a very low class person and tell him, this is the password for the treasure house, right? Inside that there are millions of crores. Go, collect it, take it, enjoy it. So to say that requires a lot of compassion. So Sukadeva Goswami is so compassionate. Samsarinam karunayaha purana guhyam. The most confidential secret he has spoken to the samsaris, most degraded people who are engrossed in material existence, out of karuna, his compassion. So not only his knowledge is unfathomable, his compassion is inconceivable. So Sukadeva Goswami's knowledge, definitely, it's unlimited. So he was not speaking, keeping the book. Now I'm keeping the book and then seeing the book and speaking, right? But Sukadeva Goswami is not having any notes or PowerPoint presentation or OHP sheets or anything in front of him. He was just speaking. 7 days. He's not just giving 1 hour spontaneous lecture. 7 continuous days he's speaking. He has personally assimilated it. So, not only his knowledge was very inspiring to Suta Goswami, his compassion was even more inspiring to Suta Goswami. So, karunayaha, samsarinam karunayaha purana guhyam. Tam vyasasunu upayami gurum muninam. So, that vyasasunu, the son of Vyasadeva, is the source of my inspiration, source of my knowledge. His mercy is inconceivable upon the people. So I offer my obeisances. Tam vyasa sunam upayami. And what is Sukadeva Goswami? Guru Muninam. He is the spiritual master of all sages. He is the spiritual master of all kinds of sages, including his guru and his paramaguru. When Sukadeva Goswami was speaking Bhagavatam, Vyasadeva was sitting in the audience and listening to him. Who taught Bhagavatam to Sukadeva Goswami? Vyasadeva taught. Actually, Vyasadeva tricked Sukadeva Goswami and taught Bhagavatam. So Sukadeva Goswami was absorbed in his liberated state. So Vyasadeva has selected some verses. Bhagavata Ratnamala. He has selected some, picked up some few verses and told his disciples, go and recite these verses in front of Sukadeva Goswami so that he can listen. Then Sukadeva Goswami was attracted to these verses. Wow, what are these verses? Such beautiful verses. He got attracted to the qualities of Krishna. Atma Ramascha Manayo Nirgrantha Api Urukrami Kurvanti Ahaitukim Bhaktim Ittam Bhuta Guno Harihi. Even the self-satisfied sages are also helplessly attracted to the qualities of Krishna. So Sukadeva Goswami was attracted. So after attracting Sukadeva Goswami like that, Vyasadeva spoke Bhagavatam to him. And now that same Vyasadeva is sitting in the audience and listening to Sukadeva Goswami's class. And not only Vyasadeva was listening, his guru, Narada Muni, who inspired Vyasadeva to write Bhagavatam, he was also sitting and listening. So Sukadeva Goswami has become so powerful and he has assimilated and he has been empowered by Srimad Bhagavatam so much that his guru and his paramaguru are sitting in his class and listening to his Bhagavatam as if they are hearing Bhagavatam for the first time. We have never heard Bhagavatam like that they were hearing. They are not thinking like that. They were hearing with rapt attention as if they are hearing for the first time. That's why he's called Grum Muninam. So this is Sukadeva Goswami's blessing upon this suffering humanity that Srimad Bhagavatam manifested. Right? So now we will begin the first verse. Suta Uvacha Namo Dharmaya Mahate Namah Krishnaya Vedhase Brahmanebhyo Namaskritya Dharman Vakshye Sanatanan. Suta Goswami is offering obeisances. Namo Dharmaya Mahate. In this small verse, Sukadeva Goswami, Suta Goswami is offering obeisances to Bhakti, Bhagavan and Bhakta. Right? Offering obeisances to the supreme religious principle. Namo Dharmaya Mahate. Mahat Dharma. The supreme principle. What is that? What is the Paro Dharma? Devotional service. Savai Pumsam Paro Dharma Yato Bhakti Radhokshaje. So first, Suta Goswami is offering obeisances to Mahat Dharma, Paro Dharma, which is Bhakti. Namo Dharmaya Mahate, Namaha Krishnaya Vedhase. Vedhase means creator. Who is that? Krishna. I offer obeisances to Bhakti, I offer obeisances to Bhagavan, who is Krishna. Then, Brahmanebhyo Namaskritya. Brahmanas means all the Brahmanas, devotees. I offer obeisances to all the devotees also, Bhaktas also. Dharman Vakshye Sanatanan. By offering obeisances like this, I, Dharman Vakshye, I start speaking Dharma. What is that Dharma? Sanatana Dharma. I will glorify that eternal principles of religion now. So this is the beginning of the 12th chapter of the 12th canto. Etadvaha Katitam Vipra Vishnos Charita Madbhutam Bhavadbhiryadabham Prishto Naranam Purushochitam. So he's saying, Etadvaha Kathitam Vipra. So my dear sages, I have spoken this. Kathitam means I have narrated to you. What did I narrate? Vishnos Charitam Adbhutam. I have narrated to you the most wonderful Charita, the history or the story of Vishnu. Bhavadbhir yadaham prishto naranam purushochitam. Hearing such narrations, is the suitable engagement for a person who is actually a human being. So a human being's best possible engagement is to hear about Krishna. What is the popular verse that we quote in that sixth session course? Difference between animals and human beings. Ahara nidra bhayamaithunam cha samanyametah pashubhinnaranam. Dharmo hitesho adhiko visheshu. Eating, sleeping, mating, defending are common to animals and human beings. But the extra vishesha, extra qualification of a human being is he can do dharma. Dharmo hitesho adhiko visheshu. Dharmena heenah pashubhissamanah. If dharma is not there, he is like a pashu, animal. So what is the ultimate dharma? Parodharma, sai bumsam parodharma yato bhakti radhokshaje. Performing bhakti is the ultimate dharma. Right? If one does not perform bhakti, he is not a human being. That's what that verse means in the highest sense. And what is the topmost limb of bhakti? Shravanam. Shravanam, kirtanam, vishnu, swaranam, padasevanam. Shravanam is the foremost limb of bhakti. So, if one does not perform dharma, he is not a human being. That means, if one does not perform bhakti, he is not a human being. That actually means, if one does not do shravanam, he is not a human being. That's what this verse says. Right? Hearing such narrations is the suitable engagement for a person who is actually a human being. A human being means he has to hear Krishna katha. Then only he will be called human being. Right? Next. Atra sankirtita sakshat sarva papa haro harihi Narayano Hrishikesho Bhagavan Satpatampatihi. Atra. Atra means here, in this Bhagavatam. Now Sukadeva Goswami is saying that I have narrated to you Bhagavatam. What is the subject matter of Bhagavatam? This verse is. How does the Bhagavatam begin? Dharma Projita Kaitavo Atra Paramo Nirmat Saranam Satam. Dharma Projita Kaitavo Atra Paramo. Atra means in this book. Right, atra paramo nirmatsaranam satam vidyam vastavam atra vastu shivadam tapatra yon mulanam. Srimad Bhagavate Mahamunikrite kimva parairishwarah sadyo hrudi avarudhyate atra krutibhi susrushivitakshanat. Atra is coming three times. The subject matter of Bhagavatam is this. Like that it is mentioned in the very second verse of Bhagavatam. Atra, atra, atra. Three times it's mentioned. Again, atra is coming. Atra sankirtitah sakshat sarva papa haro harihi. Atra, in this Bhagavatam, what is mentioned? Sankirtitah. Sankirtitah means glorified, right? Appreciated. Sankirtitah, who is glorified? Sakshat sarva papa haro harihi. Sakshat Hari is glorified. And what is his quality? Sarva papa hara. He can completely vanquish all the sinful reactions of everybody. So where is the question of fearing sinful reactions if one takes shelter of Krishna? Instead of fearing sinful reactions, one should take shelter of Krishna and hear about him. So that is the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita. Right? So, and that is Hari. Third line, Narayano Hrishikesho. And that Hari is also called Narayana. Narayana means one who sustains everybody's existence. Narayana. Next, Hrishikesha. Hrishikesha indicates he is the controller and master of everybody's senses. So we think we are the possessor of our senses. My senses are meant for giving me pleasure. I have to use my sense of touch to touch soft objects and then get pleasure. I have to use my sense of vision to see beautiful objects and then get some pleasure. But the property is meant to be utilized in the service of a proprietor, right? Who is the proprietor of our senses? Krishna is the proprietor. He is Hrishikesha. So our senses are meant to be utilized in Krishna's service because he is the master of our senses. He is the controller of our senses. He is the proprietor of our senses. If we are not utilizing our senses in Krishna's service, then we are thieves. We are utilizing our senses for some other purpose, then such a person is called a thief. Right? So Hrishikesha is that. Atra sankirtitaha sakshat sarva papa haro harihi narayano Hrishikesho. Then fourth line, Bhagavan. Bhagavan means He is the all-attractive, supreme personality of Godhead with all six opulences, Bhagavan. And Satvatam Patihi, he is the master of all saintly people, Satvatam Patihi. So, the subject matter of Bhagavatam is simple glorification of Supreme Lord Hari, who is Narayana, who is Hrishikesha, who is Bhagavan, who is Satvatam Patihi. That is the subject matter of Bhagavatam. That is mentioned in the third verse.
Atra brahma param guhyam jagataha prabhavapyaham jnanam chatat upakhyanam proktam vijnana samyutam.
Atra, again, in this book, what happens?
Brahma param guhyam jagataha prabhavapyaham.
So this literature describes the paramaguhyam, the mysterious aspect of whom jagataha prabhavapyayam, mysterious history, the mystery of the Supreme Absolute Truth, the source of the creation, annihilation and of this universe. Jagataha prabhavapyaham. Prabhava means creation, apyaya means withdrawal or destruction. So Krishna is the source of creation and destruction. He is glorified. The mystery of Krishna is mentioned in Bhagavatam. Right?
Then jnanam cha tadupakhyanam.
Jnanam means this also presents the supreme knowledge.
Tadupakhyanam.
Upakhyanam means the process of narration.
Proktam vijnana samyutam.
It does not have only jnanam, it also has vijnanam. It has theoretical knowledge. It also describes the transcendental realization of that knowledge. Right? We have descriptions of so many devotees who have assimilated the essence of Bhagavatam and acted on that platform. So such are the descriptions in Bhagavatam. Jnana, Vijnana, both are there.
Bhakti yogaha samakhyato,
vairagyam cha tadashrayam,
parikshitam upakhyanam, naradakhyanam evacha.
What else is there in this book? Following topics are narrated.
Bhakti yogaha samakhyato.
Samakhyato means, akhyata means speaking. Samakhyato means very thoroughly speaking. So bhakti yoga is very thoroughly explained in Bhagavatam. Right? If after completely studying Bhagavatam, one has to come to this conclusion that bhakti yoga is the topmost process which I am supposed to practice. Because bhakti yoga samakhyato, very thoroughly enunciated in Bhagavatam, bhakti yoga.
Then vairagyam cha tadashrayam,
and also renunciation. Bhakti yoga accompanied by detachment. Renunciation is also mentioned.
And vairagyam cha tadashrayam.
Now vairagya is not the prominent subject in Bhagavatam. Bhakti yoga is the prominent subject and vairagya is a secondary, auxiliary course. Right? Auxiliary subject. So vairagyam cha tadashrayam. If your renunciation is taking shelter of bhakti, that renunciation is valid. If your renunciation has no connection with bhakti, what is the use of that kind of renunciation? That is called falgu vairagya. Right?
Hari sambandhi vastunaha prapanchikataya buddhyaha hari sambandhi vastunaha mumukshubhi parityago vairagyam falgu katyate.
Right?
So parikshitam upakhyanam, and it was spoken to Parikshit Maharaj.
Naradakhyanam evacha, and this also has been spoken by Narada. So in this Bhagavatam we also see the descriptions of Parikshit Maharaj and Narada Muni. So now you tell me, all of you have studied Bhagavatam, the senior batch I am saying. So this is primarily senior batch class, right? Aapka tadashrayam, vairagyam cha tadashrayam. Second batch, the junior batch has taken shelter of senior batch's final session, right? To get some taste for the overview of Bhagavatam. So this verse is relating what? The senior batch people. Sridhar Nimai Prabhu, now only you are coming. Then someone else, someone else from the senior batch. This is the subject matter of first canto.
In the first canto, we have the descriptions of Narada Muni's previous life. How did he associate with Bhakti Vedantis? And how was he enlightened? How he went through all the 9 stages of bhakti or 14 stages of bhakti? All these are described in 4th, 5th, 6th chapters, right? His discussion with Vyasdev. And Parikshitam Upakhyanam. Parikshitam Upakhyanam means the story of Parikshit Maharaj. That also has been narrated. So that is the first canto subject matter. So from now onwards, we will see the contents of Bhagavatam summarized. From first canto, what are the highlights? Second canto, what are the highlights? Third canto, what are the highlights? So like that till 12th canto, Suta Goswami will take us through. And only the most prominent contents are mentioned in this book. Now 12 cantos, we have seen 43 volumes. This is the 44th volume, last few pages. Or 18 volumes, right, in the big set. Right? This is the last few pages of the 18th volume. So whatever is described so far is given in a very crisp manner in this one chapter. So whatever is mentioned here is definitely important, and whatever is not mentioned here is also equally important. It's not practical to repeat the whole thing. Again he has to repeat again 7 days, right? So again he has to 1.5 year more Vidyapeeth. So in a overview class you give the gist, just the flow. So that doesn't mean that whatever you are not touching in the overview class are not important, right? Sixth verse. Prayopavesho rajarsher viprashapat parikshitah sukasya brahma rishabhayasya samvadasya parikshitah. Read the translation.
Also described are saintly King Parikshit sitting down to fast until death in response to curse of a Brahmana's son, and the conversation between Parikshit and Shukdev Goswami, who is the best of all Brahmanas.
So this also is the subject matter of first canto. So Parikshit Maharaj sitting down, prayopavesha, he sat down to fast until death. Right, so this is mentioned in the later chapters, 18th chapter, 19th chapter. So that all describes Parikshit Maharaj's renunciation. He would sit and says, Tammopayatam pratiyantu vipra, gangacha devi dhata chittamishe. So let that magical bird that has been created by the Brahmana boy, let it come and bite me. I have absolutely no fear about that. Gayata Vishnu Gatha, oh sages, I have surrendered unto you, I have surrendered unto the lotus feet of the Lord, I have surrendered unto this Ganga Mata, so I just want to hear Krishna Katha within whatever time is left for me. So that's mentioned in the first canto. Yoga dharanayot kritihim samvado narada dayoho avataranugitam cha sargaha pradhaniko griha.
The Bhagavatam explains how one can attain liberation at the time of death by practicing fixed meditation in yoga. It also contains a discussion between Narada and Brahma, an enumeration of the incarnations of the personality of Godhead, and a description of how the universe was created in progressive sequence, beginning from the unmanifest stage of material nature.
So what is this speaking about? Second canto. Okay. In the second canto, we see a conversation between Brahmaji and Narada Muni. Where does it come? Second canto, 6th chapter. Right? Yadrupam, 5th chapter. 6 questions. Yadrupam, Yadadishtanam. Right? Yatahasrishtam, all those questions. So they come in the second canto. In the first canto, what else is there? First canto, in the first 3 chapters, we have the descriptions of the 6 questions. In the first 3 chapters, we have 6 questions asked by the sages and answered. In the first 3 chapters, we also see Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam, how Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, how bhakti is the supreme process. All this is mentioned in the first 3 chapters. Next 3 chapters are dedicated to the history of Bhagavatam.
the conversation between Narada Muni and Vyasadeva, Vyasadeva's despondency, Narada Muni's previous life. And from 7th chapter onwards, we see Pandava's history, right? So Ashwatthama was punished in the 7th chapter. Then Krishna protects Parikshit Maharaj in the 8th chapter. So because Ashwatthama releases a Brahmastra to kill the last child in the Kuru dynasty. So Krishna protects and Kunti Maharani offers prayers. Then Bhishma's departure. Then Krishna's departure from Hastinapur and entrance into Dwaraka. Then birth of Parikshit Maharaj again, 12th chapter. 13th chapter is Dhritarashtra's retirement. 14th chapter is Krishna's disappearance. 15th chapter is Pandava's retirement. 16th chapter is Kali. Kali's influence and Parikshit Maharaj's rule. Right? That is in 16 and 17. Then 18 and 19 are describing Parikshit Maharaj's retirement. So that is first canto. Second canto, you see, first chapter is describing the initial conversation between Sukadeva Goswami and Parikshit Maharaj, where again bhakti is glorified. Then some description of Virat Rupa, demigod worship, they are mentioned. And later, if we move ahead, in the first three chapters, this Virat Rupa, Ashtanga Yoga process, right, gradual liberation and quick liberation, Krama Mukti, all these are described there. Then the fourth chapter, Parikshit Maharaj asks some questions and Sukadeva Goswami offers prayers. Then from fifth chapter onwards, the creation process begins through the conversation of Brahma and Narada Muni, right? So that is in the fifth chapter. Sixth chapter also is that Purusha Sukta confirmed. Seventh chapter is scheduled incarnations, which are mentioned in this verse also. Then eighth chapter is further more questions by Parikshit Maharaj. Ninth chapter is Chatushloki. Tenth chapter is 10 topics of Bhagavatam. So that is second canto subject matter. Then eighth chapter, eighth verse. Vidurodhava samvadaham kshattar maitreya yostataham Purana Samhita Prashno Mahapurusha Samsthiti.
This scripture also relates the discussion Vidura had with Uddhava and with Maitreya.
Vidura's discussion with Uddhava and Maitreya comes in the first four chapters of third canto. Vidura goes for a pilgrimage in the first chapter. All the places he has seen are mentioned. Then in the second chapter, he meets Uddhava. In the first chapter only, at the end, he meets Uddhava. Then all the pastimes of Krishna are summarized by Uddhava in two chapters. 10th canto in two chapters, right? So 3.2 and 3.3. Then 3.4 also is a continuation of that conversation, Uddhava. Then he meets Maitreya in the fifth chapter. So that's mentioned here. And what did Maitreya describe in the from the fifth chapter? Creation, the activities of Purusha Avataras. So this eighth verse is summarizing from 3.1 till somewhere in 3.11, like that. Ninth verse, Tataha Prakritihe Sargaham Saptavaikarikaschaye Tato Brahmanda Sambhutir Vairajah Purushoyataham. So the creation affected by the agitation of moods and the seven stages of evolution by elemental transformation and the construction of universal egg, from which arises the universal form of the Lord. All these are thoroughly described. This is the subject matter of 3.6. 3.6 is the formation of universal egg, Lord's entrance into the universe as Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu, manifestation of Virat Rupa. So that is mentioned here. Kalasya sthula sukshmaya gatihi padma samudbhavaham bhava Uddharanem dho ambodher Hiranyakshavadho yatham. Other topics include the subtle and gross movements of time. 3.11. Movements of time, you remember? The generation of the lotus, from the navel of Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu and the killing of demon Hiranyaksha. Generation of lotus from the navel of Garbhodaka Vishnu in 3.8. So sometimes chronology is little, slightly modified. Then the killing of demon Hiranyaksha, 3.13, 17, 18, 19 again comes. Two Hiranyakshas, two Varahadeva incarnations are mentioned. And when the earth was delivered from the Garbhodaka ocean, right? Nila Varaha and Svetavaraha. So Urdhvatiryag avak sargo,
रुद्रसर्गस्तथैवच अर्ध नारीश्वरस्याथ यतः स्वायंभुवो मनुः. सो भागवतम आल्सो डिस्क्राइब्स द क्रिएशन ऑफ डेमिगॉड्स 3.12 एंड 3.20 आल्सो एनिमल्स एंड डिमोनियक स्पीसीज ऑफ लाइफ द बर्थ ऑफ लॉर्ड रुद्र बर्थ ऑफ लॉर्ड रुद्र इन 3.12 राइट एंड द अपीयरेंस ऑफ स्वायंभू मनु 3.12 टुवर्ड्स द एंड फ्रॉम द हाफ मैन एंड हाफ वुमन ईश्वर राइट अर्धनारीश्वर. नेक्स्ट शतरूपच या स्त्रीणां आद्या प्रकृतिरुत्तमा संतानो धर्मपत्नीनां कर्दमस्य प्रजापतेः. सो शतरूपा वाज द फर्स्ट वुमन इट इज सेड हियर हु वाज एक्सलेंट कंसर्ट ऑफ मनु. व्हेन ब्रह्माजी वाज कॉन्टेम्पलेटिंग हाउ टू इंक्रीज द पॉपुलेशन ऑफ द यूनिवर्स from that contemplation Manu and Shatrupa manifested, right? So and the offspring of them they populated the universe. So who are the offspring of Shatrupa and Manu? Devahuti, Akuti, Prasuti, then Uttanapada and Priyavrata, and Devahuti married Kardama, that is mentioned here. The offspring of the pious wife of Prajapati Kardama, that is also mentioned here. Who is the pious wife of Kardama? Devahuti. Next, avataro bhagavatah kapilasya mahatmanah devahutya cha samvadah kapilena cha dhimata. Next, Bhagavatam describes the narration of Kapila, Lord Kapila. So that is third canto, 25th chapter till 32nd chapter. These are all the teachings of Kapiladeva. So that is also mentioned. And the records of conversation between the greatly learned soul and his mother Devahuti. This is TLK, teachings of Lord Kapila. Navabrahma samutpattir daksha yagna vinashanam dhruvasya charitam paschad prutoha prachina barhishaham. So Nava Brahma Samutpattir. Nava Brahma means nine sons of Brahma, nine Brahmanas. So headed by Marichi and their descendants. So they are also mentioned in the first chapter, fourth canto. You remember? Devahuti and Kardama had nine daughters. They were married to nine sages. Right? And from there lot of progeny came. Next, Daksha Yagna Vinashanam. That is the subject matter of 4.2 to 4.7. Full Daksha Yagna Sati's episode. Dhruvasya Charitam Paschad. After that, Dhruva Maharaj's episode. 4.8 to 4.12. Prutoho Prachina Parishah. Pruthu. Pruthu's episode is from 4.13. Is like Pruthu's background is also mentioned. Vena, Anga, they are also mentioned. And it goes till 23rd chapter. Next, Prachina Parishah. He is from 25th chapter till 29th chapter of 4th canto. नेक्स्ट नारदस्य च संवादः ततः प्रैवर्त्ययम् द्विजः नाभेस्ततोऽनुचरितम् ऋषभस्य भरतस्य च. सो नाउ वी एंटर द फिफ्थ कैंटो. सो नारदस्य च संवादः ततः प्रैवर्त्ययम् द्विजः. सो नारदस्य संवादः मीन्स् Narada Muni is speaking to Prachina Barhi. That comes in the end. Right? Next, Narada Muni also speaks to Prachetas. That also comes in the end of fourth canto. Right? So Narada Muni has two conversations with sons and father. Right? At the end of fourth canto. So that has been a great source of inspiration for Vidura, who is listening. Narada Muni is preaching so much. He is transforming so many people. I also have one preaching opportunity. My elder brother, blind fellow, Dhritarashtra, is waiting there in Hastinapur. Let me go and preach to him. So he went and gave a heavy class. That is already mentioned in 1.13. You remember? Next. Tataha Praivartatam Dvijaha. Praivartatam means Priyavarta. Priyavarta's story is also mentioned in 5.1. Next. Nabhes Tato Anucharitam. So after Priyavarta comes Agnidra, 5.2. Then in 5.3, Nabhi comes. He performs a sacrifice and Rishabhadeva appears as his son.
Rishabhasya, Bharatasya cha. After Rishabhadev's episode from 5.4 to 5.6, from 5.7, we have Bharata Maharaj's episode. Bharata Maharaj has three lifetimes. So, King Bharata, then Dhir Bharata and Jada Bharata. So, they are there from 5.7 till 5.14. So, this two verses are summarizing till 5.14. Dvipavarsha samudranam. And in the previous verse, we also have the dynasty of Priyavrata, 5.15. Right? Now, 5.16 onwards, Dvipavarsha. Yesterday, we have discussed the Dvipas. How many Dvipas are there in Bhumandala? How many Varshas are there in each Dvipa? First 9, later 7. last 1, 2, correct. There is one. He already read ahead. That is not yet covered to him. Fine. Next, Dvipa Varsha Samudrana. There are 7 great oceans. Giri Nadi Upavanarana. Giri Nadi. Giri means mountains. Nadi means rivers. Upavana. Upavana means all the sub forests, right? Gardens. All these are described in 5.16. Then Jyotish Chakrasya Samsthanam. Patala Naraka Sthitihi. Jyotish Chakraha and all the luminaries in the upper planetary systems, they are described. Then Samsthanam, their sthiti. Basically, sthiti means the positioning of various living entities in various planetary systems as per their combinations of moods and as per their inclinations and various positions. So different living entities have to be given different places to stay as per their modes. Somebody is thoroughly in mode of ignorance. Such a person is taking birth in some sinful areas. He may be living in hills, in tribal areas or whatever. So he will be like that. And someone is very pious. He will take birth in aristocratic families or Brahmana families. So he has to be created. Someone is very elevated. Some demigod planets are there for their situation. So basically, sthanam means situating all the living entities in their respective positions according to their karma and the influence of modes. Right? So that is the subject matter of the second half of fifth canto, 5.16 to 5.26. Hellish planets in 5.26. Next. Now we have given an overview of five cantos. Daksha Janma Prachetobhyaha. तत्पुत्रीणां च संततहि दक्ष जन्म प्रचेतोभ्यः. How did Daksha again take birth? From Prachetas. That's coming in the beginning of 6th canto. Actually, the first 3 chapters of 6th canto are Ajamilas. Right? Later comes Daksha from 6.4. So, Daksha जन्म प्रचेतोभ्यः तत्पुत्रीणां. Daksha has putris. Because first he created putras. 11,000 putras he created. And Narada Muni made all of them into brahmacharis. Then Daksha was frustrated. Then Brahmaji suggested him, if you create sons, Narada Muni will make them into brahmacharis. Better you create daughters. Then he will not touch them. So then he created putris. Tat putrinam cha santatihi. Santati. So Daksha's daughters are described in 6.6. Daksha's sons were described in 6.5. And the rest of 6th canto is only the progeny of Daksha's daughters. These 60 daughters are married to different sages and Yamaraj and all these people. And from there, so many living entities came up. So that is subject matter from 6.7 till end. So as he's describing the dynasties of all the daughters of Daksha, some stories are coming. Right? Suddenly, Tvashta story comes. Vishwarup story comes. Right? So, for senior batch people, it's easy to relate to. So, that is why in the 6th canto, from 7th chapter till 19th chapter, we have the stories of Vritrasur, then Chitraketu, Indra, Vishwarupa, Diti. So, all these stories come as a part of the description of the dynasties of Daksha's daughters. Right? So, then, Yato Devasura Nara Naraha Tiryan Naga Khagadayaha. So, who are the population. What is the population created with these daughters of Daksha? They are all
the serpents, animals, birds, human beings, demons, demigods. So all these are coming from the daughters of Daksha only. All kinds of species are created. Next. Tvashtrasya janma nidhanam putrayoscha ditih dvijaha daityeshwarasya charitam prahradasya mahatmanah. Next, the birth and death, right? Tvashtrasya, the son of Tvashta, who is Vrta, Vritrasur, that is described in the sixth canto. I already mentioned it. Next, janma nidhanam, his birth and death. Then putrayoho, then the two sons, putrayoho ditehi dvijaha. Ditis putras, who are they? Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. So now we are entering the seventh canto. Sixth canto is finished. Now we are entering seventh canto. So seventh canto describes the story of Hiranyakashipu and Prahalada. Prahalada or Prahalada, both are same. Prahaladasya Mahatmanaha. Next. Manvantaranu kathanam Gajendrasya vimokshanam. Eighth canto, the subject matter of eighth canto is Manvantara. Manvantaranu kathanam. Then in the beginning of eighth canto, what is coming? Gajendra's episode. 8.1 to 8.3 is Gajendra's episode. No, 8.2 to 8.4. Gajendra Moksha. Actually, the beginning of... Now we will summarize the seven cantos so far also once again. First canto is like a prelude. And we also have to correlate the contents of Bhagavatam with the 10 topics of Bhagavatam. What are the 10 topics of Bhagavatam? Sarga, Visarga, Sthanam, Poshanam, Uti, Manvantara, Ishanugatha, Nirodha, Mukti, Ashraya. In the first canto, it's a like general prelude, first and second cantos. In the first two cantos, we also have the topics of Sarga described briefly, then some Ashraya Tattva is also described, and some Poshana is definitely there. So like that, according to Jiva Goswami, all these 10 topics are present in all the 12 cantos of Bhagavatam. However, some topics are predominantly seen in certain cantos. Now if you see third canto, it's predominantly Sarga and Visarga, third and fourth canto. Fifth canto, first half is also Visarga only. This all Sarga is Lord's creation. Visarga is creation by Brahma and his sons. So that is described from third canto till middle of fifth canto. Second half of fifth canto is Sthanam, right? Geography of the universe. Then sixth canto is Poshanam. Poshanam means, although sometimes some of the devotees of the Lord commit some mistakes, still Lord will give them protection. That aspect of the Lord is Poshanam. So sixth canto has descriptions of so many devotees who have committed some mistakes, yet Lord very kindly protected them. It's not an encouragement to commit mistakes, but it is only describing Lord's Poshana aspect, protection aspect. Oh, even if they commit mistake, Lord will rectify them and then again reclaim them and protect them. So we have the mistake of Chitraketu. He gave a feedback to Shiva, senior devotee. Still he gave a feedback. So he became a demon. Then Vritrasura, then Indra committed some mistakes towards Diti. And Indra also committed some mistakes towards his spiritual master. Right? He offended Brihaspati by not respecting him. So he was sitting in the throne and Brihaspati entered. So he thought that he came today also, just like he came yesterday, day before yesterday, like every day he's coming, today also he came. Why should I give any special prominence to his arrival in my assembly? He did not get up only. He did not do anything to respect him. He took it casually. Then Brihaspati got offended. Not offended. He understood. This fellow is puffed up with material opulence and then let me go. He left. So that was the mistake committed by Indra. So he realized the mistake. He regretted for it. So Lord helped him to regain his opulence, right? Through Brahmaji and so many other episodes. Then Diti also was committing some mistake, but she performed some devotional service. And ultimately, because of the devotional service, there is a transformation in the heart of Diti. There is a transformation in the heart of Indra also. So someone who has already studied all this will relate to this better. So others, taster is given for the junior batch people. So that is the subject matter of sixth canto. Predominantly it's Poshanam. Then seventh canto is Uti. What is Uti? Inclination.
Inclination is of two types, auspicious inclination and inauspicious inclination. Uti describes the auspicious inclination of devotees and inauspicious inclination of non-devotees. Who is the devotee mentioned in the seventh canto? Prahalada. His Uti is described, auspicious Uti. And inauspicious Uti is Hiranyakashipu. And in the later half, last five chapters of seventh canto, Varnashram Dharma and all the rules and regulations, they describe different kinds of categories of inclinations, right? So that is how the predominant subject matter of seventh canto is Uti. Next, eighth canto, the predominant subject matter is Manvantara. In the eighth canto beginning, Suta Goswami begins to describe Swayambhu Manvantara. And the next verse is there. Some verse about the elements of Manvantara should come somewhere here. Anyways, so Manvantara, in a Manvantara there are six elements. Manvantaro Manurdeva Suraputra Manuputraha Sureshwaraha. So in a Manvantara there are six elements. They are all expansions of the Lord. Manu, Manu's sons, then Indra and the demigods and the sages and a Manvantara incarnation. Right? Manuputra Sureshwaraha. Right? So all the six elements of 14 Manvantaras today, 14 Manvantaras of today of Brahma, Brahma's today, that is described in the 8th canto. So 8th canto, first chapter begins with description of all these six elements of Manvantaras. He describes four Manvantaras, six elements of first four Manvantaras. And in the fourth Manvantara, Lord Hari protected Gajendra. Then immediately Parikshit Maharaj says, I want to know about Gajendra's story. Then three chapters go in that. 8.2, 8.3, 8.4. Again, at the end of 8.4, again, fifth Manvantara and sixth Manvantara are described. So in the sixth Manvantara, so and so, Samudra Manthan, that happened. He mentions like that. Lord took the form of tortoise, Lord became Ajita, he held the Meru Mandara mountain. All these descriptions he summarized. Then Parishuddha Maharaj says, I want to know the story. Then several chapters go into that. So like that, 8th canto is just a description of the six elements of 14 Manvantaras. And as a part of this Manvantara stories, because of Parikshit Maharaj's inquisitiveness, so many episodes like Samudra Manthan, then Gajendra Moksha, and Bali Maharaj's episode, all these are coming. Right? And Satyavrata Muni, Satyavrata Maharaj, that Matsya incarnation, 8th canto 24th chapter, that also comes. Manvantarata avatarascha Vishnor Hayasirshadayah Hayasiradayah. Next, Kaumaram Matsyam Narasimham Vamanam Jagatpatehe Kshiroda Mathanam Tadvad Amritarthe Divaukasam. So the 20th chapter is summarizing the incarnations mentioned in the 7th and 8th cantos. Kaumaram means Kaurmam, not Kaumaram, Kaurmam. Kaurmam means Kurmavatar, tortoise incarnation in the 8th canto. Then Matsyam. Matsyam is fish incarnation in the 8th canto 24th chapter. The Kurma incarnation comes in several chapters. Then Narasimham, 7th canto. 9th and 10th chapter specifically, 8th also. Vamanamcha, that also comes in 8th canto, Bali Maharaj's episode. Cha Jagatpatehe, he is the Lord of Universe. He took all these incarnations. Then Kshiroda Mathanam, that is Samudra Manthan, 8th canto. Kshiroda Mathanam Tavad Amritarthe. Why is Kshira Mathan happened? Why is the milk ocean has been churned? For nectar, Amritarthe, Divaukasam. The inhabitants of heaven did that. Devasura Maha Yuddham Raja Vamsau Vamshanu Kirtanam Ikshvaku Janma Tad Vamshaha Sudyam Nasya Mahatmanaha. Devasura Maha Yuddham. When did this happen? 8th canto. Why this happened? It happened several times. So prominently, when the nectar was churned, Lord took the form of Mohini Murti, very beautiful lady, and all the demons became very attracted. So the nectar pot came, and demons took that pot and then went away.
and they were quarreling, right? I want to drink first. Then Lord came in the form of Mohini Murthy, and all the demons voluntarily kept the nectar pot in the hands of Mohini Murthy, because every single fellow thought that this girl loves me, right? So she will give me all the nectar. So Lord mesmerized all of them like that. So Lord took the nectar pot and distributed all the nectar to the demigods and no nectar to the demons. And he changed his form. No more Mohini Murthy. Where is that girl? So people, demons were searching. So demons were thoroughly cheated. Then there was a big fight between Devas and Asuras. That is mentioned here. Devasura Mahayuddham. Then Rajavamshanukirtanam. Rajavamshanukirtanam means his ninth canto. Ninth canto is a description of all the dynasties. What are the two prominent dynasties discussed in the ninth canto? Sun dynasty and moon dynasty. That is Ishanukatha, the other topic. Rajavamshanukirtanam. Ikshvaku janma tadvamshaha. And ninth canto begins with the description of Sun dynasty. And one of the prominent kings in the Sun dynasty is Ikshvaku. His dynasty is very elaborately described. In the Ikshvaku dynasty only Lord Ramachandra also comes. Right? Ikshvaku Kulatilakam. Then Ikshvaku Janma Vamshaha Sudyumnasya Mahatmanaha. Sudyumna, you know, Sudyumna becomes a woman. Right? He goes to Ilavrata Varsha, and then Parvati had a benediction, right? Whoever comes into my arena, he has to become a female. So this man becomes a woman. Then Vasishta goes and places a request in front of Shiva. So he has become a woman. Then Shiva says, okay, you can become a man for 1 month. Then 1 month, you become woman. Man, woman. 1 month, 1 month. So like that he becomes. So Sudyumna. So he has children as man and woman also. I still have could not find an answer to Bhagavadashari Prabhu's question. We have to read other Acharya's commentaries for that. Ilopakhyanam atroktam. Taropakhyanam evacham. Suryavamshanu kathanam. Shashadadhyanrgadayaham. Ilopakhyanam. Who is Ila? The history of Ila. Right? History of Ila is Sudyumna only. Ila's son is Aila, Pururava, right? So Ilopakhyanam. So her stories are described. Then Tara. Tara, who is Tara? Wife of Brihaspati. She was kidnapped by Soma. And they had a son. Who is that? Buddha. So like that, all these are described in the ninth canto. Then Taropakhyanam evacha. Then Suryavamshanu kathanam. Suryavamsha is the first half of ninth canto, entire Sun dynasty, including Shashada and Nrga, etc. Nabhaga, Nabhaga, Harishchandra, then who else? Harishchandra's son is what? Rohita. Rohita, all these stories come there. So this is in the first half of ninth canto. Sukanyam chatha sharyatehe kakut sasthyacha dhimataha Khatvangascha mandhatuhu saubharehe sagarasyacha. Then Sukanya and Chavanamani, that episode also comes in the ninth canto, beginning chapters only, 9.3. Then Kakustha and Dhima, Kakutthascha Dhimataha. Kakustha, why is he called like that, senior batch? That is Shashada, one who ate. Rabbit is Shashada. Indra became a bull and Kakustha sat on the hump of that bull. That's why he is called Indra, Kakustha. Why he sat? Just to fight with the demons. Because the demigods went and took shelter of this person. So you are so powerful, demons are attacking us, please protect us. Then he says, okay, I will fight, but I want a proper vehicle. Who is that? Bull. Which bull you want? Indra bull. Indra should become a bull. Because this king wanted to humble Indra. Right? You are so proud, so you should become a bull. I will sit on you and then fight and give you kingdom as a charity. So that is this story. Ninth canto it comes. Then Khatvanga. Khatvanga also comes. He had one muhurta left. Right?
Mandhata is who? Mandhata had so many daughters, 50 daughters. He is the father-in-law of Saubhari. Saubhari saw the mating of two fish underwater. He came out and went to Mandhata and said, I want to marry, give me your daughters. You want to marry my daughters? You look so thin, you are like a sage. You don't look so handsome. So my daughters will marry you or not, we don't know. He was all internally thinking like that. And he said, he cannot say no to a sage also. Right? Sage is coming and asking for charity of Kanya. So how can you deny Kanyadan to a sage, a Brahmana? He says, I don't mind giving, but you can go to my daughters and ask if they are inclined to marry you. Then you can marry. So he's very smartly tricked him. Then Saubhari went. On the way, Saubhari transformed his form. He became very handsome. Then all the 50 daughters saw and started fighting amongst themselves. I want him as my husband. I want him as my husband. Then Mandhata got surprised. Kya ho gaya? On the way, I thought my daughters will reject him so that I can avoid this sage. But now my daughters are fighting to marry him. Okay, better I get all these 50 daughters married to him only. So all 50 daughters got married. So Saubhari was one underwater of Yamuna. He became 50. Then he became 5,000. So many children came on from this. And he got frustrated. He said, "Arey, where was I and where am I now?" And he went into a deep introspection and he renounced everything. And his wives also renounced. That comes in the 9th canto. Then Ambarish Maharaj also comes in the 9th canto. Ramasya Koshalendrasya Charitam Kilbishapaham Nimer Angaparityago Janakam cha sambhavaham. So in Bhagavatam you also find Ramasya, Kosalendrasya. He is the king of Kosala or Ayodhya. So that Rama is described. And Nimi Maharaj's episode is also described. And also Janaka, the appearance of the dynasty, descendants of King Janaka are also mentioned. So all these are coming in the 9th canto. So now 9th canto has several verses. And the earlier cantos have very small verses. Because till 7th canto, you will find elaborate descriptions of all the episodes. Then in 8th canto, things get little summarized. And yet, it's quite elaborate. The Bully Maharaj episode is elaborately described. Samudra Mantra is elaborately described. But when he came to 9th canto, Sukadeva Goswami felt that, "Arey, when will I come to 10th canto? Time is up. 3 hours. Class is coming up, so we have to summarize some verses and then focus more on the important verses, right? That's what we do in Vidyapit class. So Sukadeva Goswami was also getting eager to describe Krishna's pastimes in 10th canto very elaborately. So in the 9th canto, he summarized so many such prominent episodes. So 9th canto, you will see so many stories. It's sometimes difficult to keep track of all the stories and minute details. So every 10 verses, the story changes, right? And not much philosophy is also described. So that is 9th canto. Ramasya Bhargavendrasya Nikshatyati Karanam Bhuvaha Ailasya Soma Vamshasya Yasyatirnauhushasya cha. So Ramasya Bhargavendrasya. So now this Rama is different from the earlier Rama. This is Parushurama, Bhargava Rama. So, Nihikshatri, he wanted to make this planet without any Kshatriyas. So because they were offending his father, Jamadagni was killed by some Kshatriyas. So these pastimes are described. Then Dushmanter, Bharatasyapi, there is another Bharata. There is King Bharata there in the 5th canto. This Bharata is the son of Dushmanta and Shakuntala. And there is another Bharata, Ram's brother. 3 Bharatas are there. Then Shantanoho Tatsutasya cha Yayater Jyeshtaputrasya Yador Vamsho Nikirtitaha. So this is Yayati and Yadu Vamsha is described in brief in the second half of the 9th canto, Soma dynasty or Moon dynasty. So now Yatravatirno Bhagavan Krishna Khyo Jagadishwaraham Vasudeva Grahe Janma
तथो वृद्धिश्च गोकुले. सो यत्र अवतीर्णो इन दैट डायनेस्टी, विच डायनेस्टी? द डायनेस्टी विच वॉज मेन्शन इन द प्रीवियस वर्स, यदु डायनेस्टी. यत्र अवतीर्णो भगवान कृष्णाख्यो जगदीश्वरः. सो दैट सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड नोन एज कृष्णा हैज अपीयर्ड इन दैट डायनेस्टी. वेरी फॉन्डली सूत गोस्वामी इज मेन्शनिंग दिस. वसुदेव गृहे जन्म ततो वृद्धिश्च गोकुले. हिज जन्म हैपेंड इन वसुदेवास हाउस, बट हिज वृद्धि मीन्स हिज ग्रोथ, ऑल हिज चाइल्डहुड पास्ट टाइम्स हैपेंड इन गोकुल. तस्य कर्माण्यपाराणि कीर्तितान्यसुरद्विषः पूतनासुपयः पानम् शकटोच्चातन्तं शिशोः. तस्य कर्माणि अपाराणि, कृष्णस् कर्मस् एक्टिविटीस् आर् अपार. अपार मीन्स् देर् इस् नो लिमिट्, लिमिट्लेस् एक्टिविटीस्. कीर्तितानि असुरद्विषः, राइट? एंड हिज ग्लोरीस् आर् अनलिमिटेड् एंड हि बिकेम् असुरद्विषः. He became the enemy of so many demons, means he killed so many demons. Potana su payohopanam. So Potana came, asu payohopanam. He drank her paya, milk, along with asu, life size. Next, shakato chatanam shishoho. As a small baby, 3 months old baby, as a 6 days old baby, he killed Potana. As a 3 months old baby, he killed Shakatasur. Then trinavartasya nishpeshaha. Trinavarta, as a 1 year old baby, he killed Trinavarta. He went 800,000 miles above the ground level just to have some fun, just to give his darshan to all the heavenly denizens and to have a ride. Yashodamai was lifting him up. How much you will lift? Few feet only. I want to go above. Right? So Trinavarta, he called Trinavarta. So Trinavarta came. So Krishna took advantage of it. Right? So sometimes things happen coincidentally. You have to take advantage of it. Right? Timing. So Krishna took the timing advantage and had a ride, free ride. And tathaiva bakavatsa yoho. And he also killed Vatsasur and Bakasur. Aghasura vadho dhatra vatsa palanu palava ghanu palava guhanam. And he became the killer of Vatsasur, Bakasur, Aghasur and vadho dhatra. Dhatra is Brahma, right? And he also humbled Brahmaji, Brahma Vimohan Leela, 10.14. So, Vatsa Palava Gohanam. So, how did he humble Brahmaji? By taking the form of calves and boys, gopas. Dhenukasya sahabhratuhum, pralambasya cha sankshayohum, gopanam cha paritranam, दावाग्नेहि परिसर्पितः. धेनुकस्य सह भ्रातुः, अलॉन्ग विथ हिज ब्रदर भ्राता, ही किल्ड धेनुकासुर. बेसिकली बलराम जी किल्ड धेनुकासुर. मेनी टाइम्स क्रेडिट गोज टू कृष्ण, राइट? नेक्स्ट, प्रलंबस्य च संशयोः. प्रलंबासुर वाज आल्सो किल्ड बाय बलराम जी बिकॉज ही कृष्ण इज द हीरो, राइट? बलराम जी इज लाइक अकंपनिंग द हीरो. गोपीनां च परित्राणां दावाग्नेहि परिसर्पतः. एंड ही आल्सो प्रोटेक्टेड गोकुला फ्रॉम दिस दावाग्नि फॉरेस्ट फायर बाय स्वालोइंग इट, राइट? नेक्स्ट, दमनं कालियस्याहेर महाहेरनन्दमोक्षणम्. दमनं कालियस्याहेर मीन्स देयर इज अ स्नेक कॉल्ड कालिया, ही सबड्यूड द कालिया. Then Mahaher Nandamokshanam, there is another snake, Shankachoda, not Shankachoda, Sudarshana. There is a demigod named Sudarshana, he became a snake because of some curse and he swallowed Nanda Maharaj. So Krishna protected him also. These are all snake subduing pastimes. Next, Vrata Charyacha Kanyayam. Kanyayam are the gopis, they were doing Katyayani Vrata. So yatra tushto achyuto vratayhi. So Krishna pleased them also by stealing their garments. Prasado yagna patnibhyo vipranam chanutapanam. And he also showed his mercy upon the dvijapatnis, the brahmanas wives, 10th canto, 23rd chapter. And the same chapter, vipranam chanutapanam,
all the vipras, means the husbands of these Brahmana ladies, they became very remorseful. Govardhanodharanam cha
Shakrasya
Saurabhir Atham. Then Govardhanudharana, he lifted Govardhana 10.24. Then Shakra is this Indra. So he humbled Indra and he protected Indra from his false pride.
Yajnabhishekaha Krishnasya
Stribhi Kridacharatrishu. Next, Yajnabhishekaha Krishnasya. Krishna was performed this Abhisheka by Surabhi and Indra. He was installed as the supreme Indra. Right? He was given the name Govinda. So on the bank of Govindakund at Govardhan. Next, Stribhi Krida cha Ratrishu. Ratri means in the night, he did Krida with Stris, Gopis. That is Rasalila. Rasa Panchadhyay comes later. Then that is 10.29 to 33. Then Shankachudasya Durbuddher
Vadhorishtasya Keshinaha.
He also delivered Shankachuda on the day of Holi. Krishna and Balaram were sitting with some gopis and Shankachuda came and started chasing and taking away the gopis. Krishna just went and slapped him and killed him and took the money and gifted it to Balaramji. Balaramji later gifted it to Srimati Radharani. Then Vadho, he killed them. Then Arishtasya Keshinaha, he also killed Arishtasur. After that comes this Bahulashtami and appearance of Radhakund and Shyamakund. Then Keshinaha, he also killed Keshi, the horse demon. Arishtasur is bull demon.
Akruragavanam paschad
Prasthanam
Ramakrishna
yoho
Vrajastrinam
vilapascham
Mathuralokanam
tataham. And the arrival of Akrura comes and the subsequent departure of Krishna and Balaram. So Krishna stay in Vrindavan. Now we are in Vrindavan. We are worshipping Vrindavan Bihari. All the carvings on our Vrindavan Bihari Garbhagriha end at this point when Akrura comes to take Krishna. Right? The lamentation of gopis, Govinda Damodara Madhaveti, they were lamenting. So then Krishna went to Mathura and started touring there. Next,
Gajamushtika Chanuram
Kamsadinam
Tathavadham.
Gaja is elephant, Kovalayapeda. He subdued, he killed Kovalayapeda. Then Mushtika, Chanura, Shala, Toshala, Kota, all these riddles were killed. Later Kamsa was killed.
Mrtasyananam
Sunoha. Punaha Sandipa
Nir
Guruha. Mrtasya. Mrtasya means one who has already died. Anayanam, bringing back. He brought the dead person back. Who is that person? Sunoha. Sunoha Punaha Sandipani Guruha. Guru's son. Sandipani's son died. So Krishna brought him back to life as Guru Dakshina for Sandipani Mani. Then
Mathurayam Nivasata
Yadu Chakrasya
Yat Priyam
Kritam
Uddhava
Ramabhyam
Yute
Naharina Dvijaha. Then Mathurayam Nivasata. So Krishna stayed in Mathura in the company of Uddhava and Balaram and performed so many pastimes with the Yudus. Then
Jarasandha Samanita
Sainyasya Bahushovadha. So Jarasandha got so much Sainya. 23 Akshohinis. So many Akshohinis of Sainya he is getting. 17 times he got. Still he did not realize that I cannot defeat Krishna. But Krishna is having a happy time. I didn't have to go outside. I came for what? Paritranaya sadhunam vinashayacha dushkrutam. So Jarasandha, I am very grateful to Jarasandha that he is bringing all these dushkritinas right in front of my gate so that I can kill them right here only. I don't have to go out. I don't have to exert myself. So Jarasandha was assisting Krishna in that capacity. Next,
Ghatanam
Yavanindasya. Who is this Yavanindra? The king of Yavanas, Kala Yavana. So he caused the killing of Kalayavana. Kushasthalyanivesanam. Kushasthali. Kushasthali is a dvipa, is an island on which Dwarkadham manifested. So Krishna shifted his residence there. So all this happened at that junction only. So Krishna ran away when Kalayavana was fighting, was chasing him. Then Muchukunda opened his eyes and Kalayavana died. And there were prayers by Muchukunda. Then Krishna shifted to Dwaraka. Because Kalayavana with 3 crore soldiers was attacking Dwaraka. And Jarasandha with his so many Akshohinis of Sen also, they are also, he is also attacking Dwaraka. So Krishna overnight shifted all the, not Dwaraka, Mathura. Krishna overnight shifted all the Mathura vases to Dwaraka. So they were sleeping in Mathura, they got up in Dwaraka. Right? Then Krishna diverted Kalayavana and caused him to kill. So Dwarakavasis were safe, Yadus were safe, Krishna is safe. Of course, Krishna is always safe. So, and these 2 people were diverted. Right? 38.
Adanam parijatasya sudharmayaha suralayat rukpunyaharanam yuddhe pramathya dvishato harehi.
So also there are descriptions of how Krishna brought Parijata tree for Satyabhama. So Krishna gave a Parijata flower to Rukmini. Then Satyabhama said, hey, you gave flower to Rukmini, you didn't give me anything. Why flower? I'll give you tree only. It's come. So he took him to heavenly planets and then brought Parijata tree. Rukmanyaharanam yuddhe. This Rukmanyaharanam, Rukmini haran. Kidnapping Rukmini happened before Parijata bringing. So the chronology is little jumbled. Next, harasya jrumbhanam yuddhe
banasya
bhujakritanam prajyotishapatim hitva
kanyayam haranam
chayat. Then Krishna's battle with Banasura, defeating Shiva, then Shivajvara, Vishnujvara, all these episodes come. Then Lord cut off Banasura's arms and he killed this master of Pragyotishapura, that is this Narakasur. Right? And he captivated some 16,000 princesses. So Krishna released them and they have nowhere to go. Once a male person captivates a young girl, she will not be married by anyone. Krishna said, I will marry all of them. Right? That is his mercy. Next, Chaitya Paundraka Shalvanam
Danta Vakrasya
Durmatehe Shambaro Dividah
Pito
Muraha Pancha Janadayaham
Mahatyam
Chavadhastesham
Varanyasascha
Dahanam
Bharavataranam
Bhumer
Nimitti
Kritya
Pandavan.
So this is how Krishna killed Chaitya. Chaitya is what? Shishupal, king of Chedi. Paundraka, Shalva, Dantavakra, and so many such demons are killed. Shambara, Dvivida. Then Mahatyamcha Vadhastesham. All these are described in the Bhagavatam, 10th canto.
Viprashapapa
deshena
Samhara Svakulasya
cha
Uddhavasya
cha Samvado
Vasudevasya
chadbhutaha
Yatratma
vidyacha
akhila
Prokta
dharma
vinirnayo
Tato
martya
parityaga
Atma
yoga
anubhavataha.
Read the translation.
Someone read the translation.
Withdrew his own dynasty on the pretext of Brahmana's curse. Vasudeva's conversation with Narada. The extraordinary conversation between Uddhava and Krishna, which reveals the science of the self in complete detail and elucidates the religious principles of human society. And then how Lord Krishna gave up this mortal world by his own mystic power. The Bhagavatam narrates all these events.
So now this is 11th canto description. So Krishna's dynasty was cursed by Brahmanas.
Viprashapopadeshena
samhara svakulasya cha. So Krishna withdrew his own kula, his own dynasty, through the pretext of viprashapa, the curse by the sages.
Then Uddhavasya cha samvado. Uddhavasya samvado is Uddhava Gita. 23 chapters of Uddhava Gita. Vasudevasya cha adbhutaha.
And Vasudeva also had a discussion with Narada Muni. So Narada Muni quoted a discussion between Nimi and Navayogendras. So that is the first 5 chapters of 11th canto. Then later we have the discussion of Uddhava Gita.
Yoga lakshana vrittischa
kalau
nrinam upaplavaha chaturvidhascha pralaya utpattis trividha tatha.
Read the translation.
This work also describes people's characteristics and behavior in the different ages, the chaos men experience in the age of Kali, the 4 kinds of annihilation, and the 3 kinds of creation.
So 4 kinds of annihilation, you know, there are 4 kinds of pralaya. What are they? Prakritika, Naimittika, Nitya, and Atyantika. Right? Junior batch, I also shared this with you sometime back. Then 3 kinds of creation. So there are 10 kinds of creation, sometimes 6 kinds, then some 4 kinds, primary, secondary, all these are mentioned. But here 3 kinds of creation refer to, according to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, creation from Prakriti, material nature, daily creation of Brahma, means the primary creation that happens in the beginning, and every day there is a creation. Right? Next, the normal creation of individual bodies, which is happening every day. So these are the subjects discussed in 12th canto.
Dehatyagascha rajarsher Vishnuratascha dhimatah Sakha pranayanam rishir Markandeyasya satkatha Mahapurusha vinyasah Suryasya jagadatmanah.
There are also an account of the passing away of the wise and saintly king Vishnurat Parikshit, an explanation of how Srila Vyasadeva disseminated the branches of the Vedas, a pious narration concerning Markandeya Rishi, and a description of the detailed arrangement of the Lord's universal form and his form as the sun, the soul of the universe.
So this is the subject matter of the later half, from 12.5 till 12.10, 11. So how Parikshit Maharaj passed away after hearing the whole thing. Now we have discussed the 10 topics of Bhagavatam. So all these were spoken by Sukadeva Goswami to Parikshit. So 9th canto is Manvantara. 10th canto, whatever we have discussed so far, is Ashray Tattva. In the 11th canto, Uddhava Gita and Nimi Navayogendra Samvad. So all these are like mainly falling under the category of Mukti. Then Nirodha means annihilation. 12th canto has this subject matter of annihilation, or 4 types of destruction are described. So all these 10 topics are described like this. Then later Suta Goswami also describes the branches of Vedic literature, how one Veda, when Brahmaji spoke, all the Vedic mantras came from his 4 mouths. It's like a pile of jewels, just like you have this yellow gonda and orange gonda, you get 2 more colors. Right, go to flower market for Pusha Abhishek and then get a big pile of flowers, all in one sack only. Now you have to separate them out to make Pusha Abhishek dress. Right? All the yellow flowers are separated, purple flowers are separated, red flowers are separated, blue flowers are separated, and you place them in right position. That's what all the sages did who are following Vyasadeva. So Brahmaji, when he spoke 4 Vedas, the 4 mantras are like a pile of these flowers. Then Vyasadeva divided them into 4 piles. That became 4 Vedas. And each Veda is also subdivided. Right? So to make Vrindavan Bihari's dress, 1 team. So some of these flowers are taken there. Right? Some more flowers are taken for Radharani dress. Some for Gauranga's dress. So like that, the disciples of Vyasadeva have subdivided these 4 Vedas into different branches. Like that, so many branches of Vedic knowledge have been created. All originating from Brahmaji's knowledge. So next, Markandeya Rishi's description is given. So how he saw pralaya. So Markandeya Rishi thought that he was a great devotee of Naranayan Rishi. Naranayan Rishi appeared in front of him. Markandeya Rishi said, "My dear Lord, I want to see your Maya. Not to enjoy your Maya, but to just understand how it works. So that curiosity was there. So Narada Rishi said, okay, fine, you can see. Tathastu. Right? You have no desires, but you have this one desire, I will fulfill. So after that one day he will see clouds coming, then rain coming, and so many natural calamities happened, and Markandeya immediately found himself within no time in the devastation waters. Right? He was floating. And he was swimming for like one kalpa period. Brahmaji's one full night, he was swimming only. Then there was a banyan tree. It's very unusual to see in the devastation waters. Entire universe is inundated with devastation waters. You see one banyan tree, and on the leaf, a small baby was sleeping there, sucking his own toe. That was Krishna. So Markandeya Rishi became curious. He just swam and then went towards that baby. And then he saw, who is this boy? Then that baby inhaled. Markandeya Rishi went inside his belly. And inside the belly of that baby Krishna, he saw all the creation chat in second canto, third canto. He saw process of creation. All chats are seen. Right? One vision. He got 3D vision. And then the baby exhaled. So Markandeya Rishi came out, and then he went into the inundation waters. He was going like this. So like that, 7 times it happened. So then finally he found himself in the ashram. Oh, this is Lord's Maya. Oh my God. Curiosity has been satisfied. So that is described. Then Markandeya Rishi also met with Shiva and Uma. There was a beautiful conversation. Yesterday only must have discussed. So these are all the subjects of 12th canto. So that is how Bhagavatam ends. Now we are in the... later in the 11th chapter, there is the description of universal form again. 12.11. Now this is 12.12 we are discussing now. Thus, O best of Brahmanas, I have explained herein what you have inquired from me. This literature has glorified in full detail the activities of Lord, pastimes, incarnations. Leelavatara karmani kirtananiha sarvashaha. So that is Bhagavatam in short. Just in 1 hour 15 minutes we have visited Bhagavatam briefly. Now we'll take a 5-minute break. After that we'll discuss the glories of Bhagavatam. The rest of this chapter is glories of Bhagavatam, and the 13th chapter is even more condensed nectarian glories of Bhagavatam. So we'll take one and a half hour more and then complete this. Hare Krishna. Patitah skalitah chartah kshutva va vivajo grinan haraye nama ityuchayir muchyate sarva patakat. So this is the glorification of the process of glorifying Krishna. Patitah means while falling. Skalitaha, while tripping. Chartaha, or artaha. Artha means just a pain. You are having some pain. Next. Kshutva, while sneezing. Somebody says, Aj, Krishna. Like that they say, right? Kshutva, va, achyuta. What is achyuta? When you sneeze, you say achyuta, he's saying. And vivashogranan. Vivashogranan means... that kind of chanting is not a conscious chanting. It's a very involuntary and spontaneous chanting. You don't put an effort. Morning, 5:10, after Shikshashtakam, you say, that's a very pre-planned, programmed way of chanting. But this is a very spontaneous, involuntary chanting. Grinan. Even if one chants like that, Haraye Namaha Iti Uchaihi, loudly, then Muchyate Sarvapatakat. He will be delivered from all sins. So this is basically through Kaimutika Nyaya, he is glorifying attentive chanting, faithful chanting. It's something similar to Mriyamano Harir Nama, Grinan Putro Pacharitam, Ajamila chanted at the time of death. What will happen if you chant during their lifetime? Ajamila was calling his son Narayana. What will happen if you call Lord Narayana? Ajamila was a sinful soul. What will happen if a pious soul chants? So it's like that. So Even if you do this also, you will get some benefit. What to speak of doing it in a more systematic and faithful way. So that is mentioned here. So it's not only holy name, it's also Srimad Bhagavatam. Basically, the process of glorification of Krishna, if it is done attentively or inattentively, it has a lot of potent. Okay, next.
Sankirtyamano Bhagavan Ananta. Shritanu Bhavo Vyasanam Hi Pumsam. Pravishya Chittam Vidhunotyasesham. Yathatamorko Bruham Ivati Vata. Sankirtyamano Bhagavan Anantaha.
If one sankirtyamana, kirtyamana means glorifying the Lord. Sankirtyamana means properly glorifying the Lord. Right? If one properly glorifies the Lord, Bhagavan Ananta, who is unlimited, Shrutanu Bhavo Vyasanam Hipumsam.
So next line says, not only glorifying, Shruta Anubhavaha. If you hear about his potency, Vyasanam Hipumsam, the miseries will be removed, vanquished. Pravishya Chittam Vidhunoti Asesham. Pravishya Chittam, when the glorification of the Lord is happening and if that enters one's chitta, Pravishya Chittam, ultimately all this glorification should enter one's chitta. Whether you are hearing about Krishna or speaking about Krishna, it should enter your the system. Right? Someone can read and memorize and prepare for a presentation and speak. That's at one level. But it should be assimilated. It should be absorbed. It's like you take some food and you pass it in the next day. Right? But unless the food is digested nicely, you can't absorb it. Right? Your body will not get nourished. Similarly, you may study a lot, you may speak a lot, you may hear a lot, but all those glories should enter the chitta. Pravishya chittam. Then vidhunoti asesham vyasanam. And all the unwanted things in one's systems will be removed, will be vanquished. Unwanted things are there, just inject the wanted thing there.
Yatha tamorko bruham ivati vataha. A beautiful analogy is given. Just like sun removes darkness, or as a powerful wind drives away the clouds.
Now the sky is filled with clouds. When wind comes and then blows all the clouds, and you can see the clear sky. Similarly, this room is filled with darkness. Switch on the light, it's filled with light. Right? Similarly, Srimad Bhagavatam narration will act as sun that inhalates the darkness. It acts as wind that chases away all the clouds to show the clear sky. So for that, Sankirtyamana is needed. Properly chanting, properly glorifying the Lord is needed.
One may not be satisfied by the example of sun. The analogy, there is a gradation in analogy also. Many times when analogies are given in these verses, 2-3 analogies are given. Why 2-3 are given? They are not redundant. It's like just another poetic way of presenting another analogy. He says, sun removing darkness, since sometimes the darkness in a cave may not be removed. Right? Sun may rise, but if you just close your doors, sun may not enter. So therefore, this example is not that suiting the current purpose, that Lord's glorification will remove all unwanted things. We should have more powerful analogy. Then he gives the wind analogy. Wind that drives away a cover of clouds. So it is thus emphatically stated that the Supreme Lord will remove from the heart of his devotee the darkness of material illusion. Pravishtah karana randhrena svanam bhavasaroruham. And another Dhunoti Shamalam Krishna Sarilesa Yatha Sarat. Another verse also is there. Just like the three gradations of analogies are given. Karmakanda, Jnanakanda and Bhakti Yoga. Niharam Iva Bhaskara. Niharam Iva Bhaskara. Sixth canto. First chapter. Kechit Kevalaya Bhaktya. Next.
Mrishagatista Yasatir Asatkatham. Nakathyate yad bhagavan dhokshaja.
tadeva satyam taduhaiva mangalam tadeva punyam bhagavad gunodayam mrishagirasta asatir asatkatha na kathyate yad bhagavana dhokshaja tadeva satyam taduhaiva mangalam tadeva punyam bhagavad gunodayam. So words that do not describe the transcendental personality of Godhead but instead deal with temporary matters are false and useless. Mrishagiraha. Mrishagiraha. Gira means power of speech. That becomes mrisha. That becomes false. When it is used to glorify topics that are not related to Krishna. Asatir asatkatha. It's like yanna vrajanta gavido rachananuvada srinvanti ye anya vishaya kukatha matighni. So one's minds are corrupted by kukatha. Right? Such people just enter hellish regions. Na kathyate yad bhagavan adhokshajaha. Na kathyate, if one's gira, power of speech is not utilized in glorifying the Lord, that is useless. Even Akrura also says when he's entering Vrindavan. What is that verse? Popular verse? Yasya khilamiva habissumangalaihi vacho vimishra guna karma janma bihi prananti shumbhanti punanti vaijagat yastad virakta shavashobhanamatahi. So he says prananti. Prananti means injecting life. Krishna's, the glorification of Krishna injects life in everybody. Prananti, shumbhanti, it beautifies. Injecting life means animates. Krishna katha animates this world. Krishna katha beautifies this world. Punanti, Krishna katha purifies this world. And yastad virakta shavashobhanamataha. Those words glorifying Krishna have this effect. Those words that do not glorify Krishna are like decorations on dead body. Similar theme is coming here. Tadeva satyam, this is truth. Don't take it lightly, he says. Taduhaiva mangalam, only Krishna katha is ultimately auspicious. And tadeva satyam, only Krishna katha is auspicious, that is eternal truth. Tadeva punyam, that is the most pious activity that you can manage to do. Bhagavad gunodayam, glorification of Krishna's qualities. Bhagavad gunodayam. It's truthful, auspicious and pious. Sooner or later, right? So our Gaurcharan Prabhu told Radhanath Maharaj, he asked, when will you do this service? Maharaj said, Gaurcharan Prabhu said, oh, I have done this much part. So this part is remaining, I will do it later. Maharaj said, sooner, not later. Here again it's coming. Sooner or later, all material literature and discussion must fail the test of time. Test of time. Newspaper is relevant and fresh and exciting today, not tomorrow. Magazine, fortnightly magazine, exciting for 15 days, not after 15 days, but monthly magazines. So all of them have to have an end. They cannot bear the test of time. Time will test. Oh, people are so eager. The other day I was in hospital, there is an 85-year-old person admitted next to me. And somewhere at 65 old person admitted next to me. Early in the morning, they are so eager to get the newspaper. Where is newspaper? So body is old, body is diseased also. They are admitted, they are unable to move. We want newspaper. Right? But how long? Couple of hours they will read. Next day, it's stale. It goes into the dustbin. So sooner or later, all material literature and discussion must fail the test of time. Only Krishna Katha and Srimad Bhagavatam will pass the test of time. Will pass in distinction, honors, pass with honors. 5,000 years, since 5,000 years this book is being studied. For the rest of eternity this book will be studied. Which newspaper is studied for the rest of eternity? Right? So on the other hand, the transcendental descriptions of the Supreme Lord can free us from the bondage of illusion and restore us to our eternal status as loving servants of the Lord. And why their eternal literatures? They can cause the ultimate benefit. Bhagavatam, will continue to exist eternally and keep sending people to the spiritual world. Right? You like Bhagavatam enters someone's life and it will send one, you go back to God, you go to Goloka, you go to Vaikuntha. Like that, you will dispatch all the conditioned souls to Bhagavatam, it will continue to exist in this world. But this materialistic literature, they will keep the souls here only. You be here. And one thing is, they will be rejected and they will keep them here. Right? The literatures themselves are rejected by the people who are reading them, and people who are reading them will also remain here only. But the opposite effect happens here. Tadeva ramyam ruchiram navam navam. Tadeva shashvan manasoma hotsavam. Tadeva shokarnava soshanam drinam. Yaduttama shloka yashonu giyate. He says, Tadeva ramyam. Ramyam means very attractive. Ruchiram, very tasty, palatable. Right? When you are eating something, if it is tasty, you tend to eat more. Bhagavatam is the tastiest literature. You feel like studying it more and more. Tadeva ramyam ruchiram navam navam. It appears newer and newer. The more you read, the more it will reveal itself. Just like the more time you spend with a person, he will open up. Right? His friendship will increase. He will reveal his inner heart. Similarly, the more time we spend with Bhagavatam, Bhagavatam will open up itself. It's a person, it's not a book. And Bhagavatam will reveal more insights and more depths, more glories of Krishna. Right? Like that, it always appears newer and newer. It's never stale. You never get bored with Bhagavatam. Tadeva shashvan manaso mahotsavam. Mahotsavam means greatest celebration. Utsava is celebration. Utsav, celebration. Mahotsava is great celebration. Manaso mahotsavam, greatest celebration for the mind. How long? For 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours? Shashvat. Eternally. It's an eternally great celebration. Tadeva shokarnava soshanam runam. Now one may think that, oh, this is only for all the rasik bhaktas who want to relish Bhagavatam. For people who are miserable, it may not be relevant. No. If you are a miserable person, conditioned soul, that is relevant for you also. Tadeva shokarnava soshanam runam. Shoka arnava, someone who is immersed in an ocean of tears, Bhagavatam will lift him up from that ocean of tears and put him in an ocean of bliss. He will enjoy ananda. Right? Tadeva shokarnava soshanam runam. If you are already rasik person or elevated person or advanced person, Bhagavatam is relevant. Come, relish. If you are a person engrossed in material miseries, still Bhagavatam is relevant. Right? Soham pranam kshulla sukhaya dukham mahatgatanam viramayatasya pravartaye bhagavatam puranam yadaha sakshat bhagavan rishubhyaha. So Bhagavatam is relevant for people who are experiencing unlimited misery for meager amount of happiness. And nigama kalpataror galitam phalam sukamukhat amrutadravasam yutam pibata bhagavatam rasamalayam muhuraho rasika bhuvi bhavuka. All the rasik bhaktas, they can also drink this Bhagavatam. So it's relevant for everyone. So wherever you may be in the spectrum, so this book always makes sense, right? That is how Narada Muni instructed Vyasadeva to compile Bhagavatam. You compile Bhagavatam in such a way that it satisfies the hankerings of learned people and it also mitigates the miseries of conditioned souls, both ways. So, yaduttama shloka yashona giyate. That is the power of glorification of Krishna. So, now in the previous verse we have seen the transcendental literature, the glory of transcendental literature in contrast with mundane literature. And in the next verse, we have seen more vividly the glories of transcendental literature. Now, 3 verses of Bhagavatam are quoted again here. Nayadvachashitra tadvag visargo and naishkarma vipyachuta. That shows the supreme position of these 3 verses. These 3 verses are very important. Nayadvachashitra padam hare yasho jagat pavitram pragrinita karhichit
తద్వాక్షికతీర్థం నతుహం ససేవితం యత్రాచ్యుతస్తత్ర హి సాధవోమలాః. So this verse is exactly similar or almost similar to Nayadvacha Chitra in the first canto, fifth chapter, Narada Muni Vyasadeva discussion. So just few words are changed. The meaning remains the same. So the glories of the Lord, the literatures that are glorifying the Lord will sanctify the entire universe. Great sadhus, they take pleasure in those literatures. On the other hand, mundane literatures that do not contain the glories of the Lord are like pilgrimage places for crows. Hamsas do not take pleasure. We have seen in several sections of Bhagavatam where there are descriptions of beautiful lakes. So description of beautiful lakes is always accompanied by the stay of pious birds there, like hamsas, chakravakas, karavandas, cranes. So such white beautiful birds stay there. Crows do not stay there. So crows have garbage somewhere else. So the greatness of a literature or the futility of a literature is decided in accordance with the acceptance of that literature by sadhus. If a sadhu, if a pure devotee accepts that literature, it becomes glorious. If he rejects that literature, it becomes useless. Right. That is how literatures are defined as transcendental and mundane. Tadvag visargo janata ghaviplavo yasmin pratislokam abaddhavatyapi namanyanantasya yashonkitani yat shrinvanti gayanti grananti sadhava. So this verse I need not explain again. So Bhagavatam can create revolution in the misdirected civilization of the modern world. So Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur gives a brilliant purport to this verse in this chapter. So you can study. Naishkarmyam apyachyuta bhava varjitam nashobhate jnanamalam niranjanam కుతః పునశ్చశ్వత భద్రమీశ్వరే నహి అర్పితం కర్మ యదప్య కారణం. నైష్కర్మ్యం అపి అచ్యుత భావ వర్జితం. ఆల్దో వన్ ఈజ్ డూయింగ్ వర్క్ విచ్ ఇస్ లైక్ నైష్కర్మ్య ఫ్రీడ్ ఫ్రమ్ ఫ్రిటివ్ మెంటాలిటీ, స్టిల్ ఇఫ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ డివైడ్ ఆఫ్ అచ్యుత భావ డివోషన్ టు ద లార్డ్, దట్ ఈస్ యూజ్లెస్. రైట్. Na shobhate jnanam alan niranjanam, even knowledge also would not shine if it is not dovetailed with Krishna. What to speak of, if naishkarmya does not shine, if jnana does not shine, how will karma shine? Karma definitely cannot shine. You are just doing some activity for fruitive results. Will that shine? That also will not shine. Only bhakti will shine. So that is mentioned here. And forget about shining, they are painful. If Krishna element is not there in an activity, that activity is the supreme cause of pain. Right? That is established in this verse. Yashastriyam yeva parishramah paro varnashramachara tripah srutadishu avismriti sridharapada padmayor gunanuvada shravanadharadibhi. This verse is distinguishing between the supreme process of hearing Krishna Katha versus Vedic rules. All things are available in Varnashram Dharma. So this is similar to the previous theme, Atah Pumbhir Dvija Shrestha, all the Varnashrama thing is there. So what you need to focus on is glorification of Krishna. Just merely following your occupational duties is will take you nowhere. Right? Yeah, that is also very relevant, very important. But unless it is added with an element of hearing Krishna Katha, developing attraction towards Krishna Katha, Bhagavatam says it is Shrama Evahi Kevalam. Okay. So some of these Vedic literatures culminate in mundane fame, opulence and other material achievements. So they may give material benedictions, but ultimately we want spiritual progress. So that they will not give. So hearing is the supreme process.
Avismriti Krishna Padaravindayoha Kshinotya Bhadrani Chashamtanoti Sattvasya Shuddhim Paramatma Bhaktim Jnanam Cha Vijnana Viraga Yuktam.
Now, Avismritihi. Vismriti means what? Smriti means what? Remembrance. Vismriti means? Avismriti means? Again, remembrance. Minus into minus becomes plus, right? Avismritihi means not forgetting. That means remembering only. So, remembrance of Krishna. Avismritihi Krishna Padaravindayor. If you remember the lotus feet of Krishna, what will happen? Five effects are discussed in this verse. Kshinoti Abhadrani. Whatever is abhadra, whatever is inauspicious, is totally vanquished. Shamtanoti, whatever is auspicious is bestowed immediately. Sattvasya Shuddhim, one's heart will become cleansed, right? One's chitta will become clean. Paramatma Bhaktim, one's devotion towards the Supreme Lord is invoked, is developed. Jnanam cha vijnana viraga yuktam. Not only that, you will gain knowledge, you will gain vijnana, realization, and viraga. You will also gain renunciation. So, remembrance of Krishna's lotus feet is the source of knowledge, realization, and detachment. And also purification of heart. And also development of bhakti. And also cause of auspiciousness and remover of inauspiciousness. Beautiful verse. You can memorize this.
Yuyam dvijagarya bata bhuri bhaga yashasvadatman yakhilatma bhutam narayanam devam avedamisham ajasrabhava bhavata visheshya bhajata visheshya.
Read the translation.
Of Brahmanas, you are all indeed extremely fortunate, since you have already placed within your hearts Lord Sri Narayan, the personality of Godhead, the supreme controller and the ultimate soul of all existence, beyond whom there is no other God. You have undeviating love for him, and thus I request you to worship him.
So after glorifying, the process of glorifying the Lord, Suta Goswami is appreciating the hearers, appreciating the sages. So my dear Brahmanas, you are very fortunate. You have heard entire Bhagavatam now. And my dear second year batch Vidyapeeths, you are very fortunate. You have completed hearing 12 cantos of Bhagavatam, studying, writing exams. And the glory of this batch is they have compiled Bhagavat Subodhini, 6 cantos. Because of their efforts, the junior batch, current junior batch, you are all having benefit. How many of you are getting benefited by Subodhini? You have to thank them. At their batch.
Aham cha samsarita atma tattvam shrutam purame paramarshi vaktrat prayopaveshe nrupate parikshita sadashrishinam mahatam cha shrinvatam.
Read.
I also have now been fully reminded of the science of God, which I previously heard from the mouth of great sage Shukadev Goswami. I was present in the assembly of great sages who heard him speak to King Parikshit as the monarch sat fasting until death.
So, I have also been fully reminded of the science of God. See the humility of Suta Goswami. He appreciated the hearers. And he is thanking the hearers that because of your inquisitiveness, I got an opportunity to glorify the Lord. I could hear about the Lord. So because of your being in Vidyapeeth, so many teachers are getting opportunities to study Bhagavatam again. Right? So similarly, Swata Goswami is also thanking them. I was present in the assembly of Swata Goswami when
Sukadeva Goswami was speaking to Parikshit Maharaj, I was present there. Now because of you, I am repeating it. Right? I am benefited. So it is the not only the hearers that are getting benefited, even the speakers are also getting benefited. Right?
Etadva kathitam vipraha kathaniyoru karmanah mahatyam vasudevasya sarvashubhavinashanam
etadvah kathitam vipraha. This is how I have narrated this Bhagavatam. Kathaniyoru karmanah, kathaniya. Kathaniya means it's worth discussing. Kathaniya, like darshaniya, means it's worth seeing. Smaraniya means it's worth remembering. Kathaniya means it's worth discussing. Other topics not related to Krishna are not worth discussing. Bhagavatam is worth discussing. Kathaniya uru karmanah, right? All the wonderful activities described in this verse, in this book, are very great. Mahatmyam Vasudevasya. This book is filled with the glories of Lord Vasudeva. Sarvashubhavinashanam. All ashubhas, all unwanted things and inauspicious things are completely vanquished just by taking shelter of the glories of Krishna, Vasudeva.
Ya etat shravaye nityam yamakshanamanan yadhihim shlokam ekam tadardham va padam padardham eva va shraddhavan yonu shrunuyat punatyatmanam eva saham.
See the potency of this literature, Bhagavatam. Ya etad shravaye nityam. If you hear Srimad Bhagavatam on a regular basis, every day. Yamakshanam ananyadhihi. Yamakshanam means every minute. Every hour, every minute if you hear. And how you have to hear? Ananyadhihi. Without any other motivations. Without diverting your attention towards other things if you hear Bhagavatam. What is the effect of it? Shlokam ekam. Even one shloka. Tadardhamva, even half shloka. Padam, even one line, one fourth of shloka. Padardhamevava, even half line of the shloka. Shraddhavanyo anushruniyat punati atmanamevasaha. If you hear with faith, it can completely purify you. Half a line of a shloka have that effect. Each syllable have that effect. What to speak of studying all 12 cantos, like senior batch. Right? So that is encouraging.
Dvadashyam ekada ekadashyam vam srinvan ayushvayan bhavet patatyanashanan pratyaham prayataha puto bhavati patakat.
So if one hears this Bhagavatam on ekadashi and dvadashi day, he's assured for a long life, and if he fasts also, he's purified of reactions. So there are, now we are entering a set of shlokas that describe the Phalashruti. In all these Phalashruti sections, you will find some substandard benedictions also. Someone will get long life, someone will get lot of fame and name and prestige and wealth. These kinds of Phalashrutis are also given. And on the other hand, you will find someone will get pure loving devotion to Krishna. So we focus more on that Phalashrutis. But these Phalashrutis are also very important, which are giving apparently material benedictions, because they are attracting such people also towards Krishna. Because if you just set the highest pure devotional standard only the cream will be attracted. That is also in one sense that may be relevant. But to make it more relevant for people who are desiring some material benedictions also, Bhagavatam has this kind of Phalashrutis. Akamaha sarvakamova mokshakama udaradhihi tivrena bhakti yogena yajeta purushapparam. Whether you are akama, no desires, or sarvakama, all desires, mokshakama, desires of liberation, come to Krishna, come to Bhagavatam. So that is the message. So now we are reciting some of the shlokas which have that kind of Phalashruti. Read the translation, 61.
who controls his mind, fasts at the holy places, Pushkara, Mathura or Dwarka, and studies the scripture will be freed from all fear. Upon the persons who glorify this Purana by chanting or hearing it, the demigods, sages, siddhas, pitas, manus, and kings of the earth bestow all desirable things.
So there are some verses also like Kastrupniya Tirthapado Bhidana Satreshiva Suribhiridyabana. Next, Yah Karananadim Purushasya To Bhava Pradam Geharatim Chinati. Now, in a glorious Bhagavatam thing, when you are presenting to a new crowd, you put this verse. Bhava Pradam Geharatim Chinati. Then they may not be so excited. But you can recite some of these verses, they will also get excited. Okay. Once they come in, they will have the other excitements ready. So this is to make this relevant for everybody. Next, read.
It's Bhagavatam. A Brahmana can enjoy the same rivers of honey, ghee and milk he enjoys by studying the hymns of the Rig, Yajur and Samvedas.
Go ahead.
A Brahmana who diligently reads this essential compilation of all the Puranas will go to the supreme destination, which the Supreme Lord himself has herein described.
So this is wonderful. So for temporary results are mentioned, you will go to supreme abode. That is mentioned here. So to inspire people with material desires also to study Bhagavatam, there are some verses here. This is not the supreme result of hearing Bhagavatam. Right? Supreme results are mentioned in other verses. Read next.
A Brahmana who studies the Srimad Bhagavatam achieves firm intelligence in devotional service. A king who studies it gains sovereignty over the earth. A Vaishya acquires great treasure. And the Shudra is freed from sinful reactions.
Next.
Lord Hari, the supreme controller of all beings, annihilates the accumulated sins of the Kali Age. Yet other literatures do not constantly glorify him. But that supreme personality of Godhead, appearing in his innumerable personal expansions, is abundantly and constantly described throughout the various narrations of the Srimad Bhagavatam.
The 66th verse is glorifying the supreme position of Srimad Bhagavatam. Why is it supreme? We saw this, Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. After listing a series of incarnations, Suta Goswami says that Krishnastu, but Krishna is Bhagavan Swayam. When we say but, whatever is mentioned so far is gone. Right? Prabhu, you have cooked a wonderful feast, but means what's coming up next is more important than what has already been mentioned so far. So similarly, all the literatures are glorious, but Bhagavatam is special. Why? The glories of Krishna are repeatedly described, uncompromisingly described in this literature. See what is mentioned. Constantly described and abundantly described. Not meagerly. Mahabharata also has description of Krishna. But he's not the hero there. He's one of the characters. Or maybe he is hero also, but they are not vividly described, abundantly described. But here there is abundant description, constant description. That is why Bhagavatam is very special. Next, read the translation.
I bow down to that unborn and infinite supreme soul, whose personal energies affect the creation, maintenance and destruction of the material universe. Even Brahma, Indra, Shankar and the other lords of the heavenly planets cannot fathom the glories of that infallible personality of Godhead.
After glorifying the position of this book, Bhagavatam, he is offering obeisances to that Lord who created this Bhagavatam, who mercifully manifested this Bhagavatam. That is 67th verse. No one can understand his glories. Even Brahma, Indra, Shankara, they also cannot completely understand what is he. Next.
I offer my obeisances to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the eternal Lord and the leader of all other deities, who by evolving his nine material energies has arranged within himself the abode of all moving and non-moving creatures, and who is always situated in pure transcendental consciousness.
Next.
Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto my spiritual master, the son of Vyasadeva, Shukadeva Goswami. It is he who defeats all inauspicious things within this universe. Although in the beginning he was absorbed in the happiness of Brahman realization and was living in a secluded place, giving up all other types of consciousness.
Initially he was absorbed in Brahman realization. He was in a secluded place, but he was attracted to the glories of Bhagavatam. He heard, oh, Krishna is so merciful. Aho bakiyam stanakala kotam jighamsa ya paye yadapya sadhvi.
కంవాదయాళుం శరణం వ్రజేమ. ఓ దీస్ ఆర్ ద క్వాలిటీస్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ. బర్హాపీడం నటవర వపూహు కర్ణయోర్ కరుణికారం. దిస్ ఇస్ హౌ కృష్ణ ఎంటర్స్ ది ఫారెస్ట్ ఆఫ్ వృందావన్ విత్ ఆల్ ది గోపాస్ అండ్ కౌస్. వావ్. సో హీ గాట్ అట్రాక్టెడ్. సమ్వన్ హూ ఇస్ అటాచ్డ్ టు లిబరేషన్ బికెమ్ అట్రాక్టెడ్ టు ద క్వాలిటీస్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ. దట్ ఈస్ సుఖదేవ గోస్వామి స్టోరీ. సో హీ బికెమ్ అట్రాక్టెడ్ బై ద ప్లీజింగ్ అండ్ మోస్ట్ మెలోడియస్ పాస్ట్ టైమ్స్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ. హీ దేర్ ఫార్ మెర్సిఫుల్లీ స్పోక్ ది సుప్రీం పురాణ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం, విచ్ ఇస్ ద బ్రైట్ లైట్ ఆఫ్ ది అబ్సల్యూట్ ట్రూత్ అండ్ విచ్ డిస్క్రైబ్స్ ది యాక్టివిటీస్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్. యూ కెన్ రీడ్ విశ్వనాథ్ చక్రవర్తి ఠాకూర్స్ కమెంటరీ ఆన్ దిస్. సో వన్ హ్యాస్ టు ఈవెన్ 67th verse also Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's commentary you read, 66th also. So these are all very special commentaries. Because of lack of time, I am not entering into them. So that is how he concluded that chapter. Now there is a very small chapter but very sweet chapter coming up. The glories of Srimad Bhagavatam. Yam Brahma Varunindra Rudra Marutah Stunvanti Divyaistavaihi. వేదై సాంగ పదక్రమోపనిషదైర్గాయంతి యం సామగాః ధ్యానావస్థిత తద్గతేన మనసా పశ్యంతి యం యోగినో. యస్యాంతం న విదుఃసురాసురగణా దేవాయ తస్మై నమః. యం బ్రహ్మా వరుణేంద్ర రుద్ర మరుతః స్తున్వంతి దివ్యైస్తవై. వేదై సాంగ పదక్రమోపనిషదైర్గాయంతి యం సామగాః. ధ్యానావస్థిత తద్గతేన మనసః పశ్యంతి యం యోగినో. యస్యాంతం న విదుఃసురాసురగణ దేవాయ తస్మై నమః. సుత గోస్వామి ఇస్ ఆఫరింగ్ ఒబేసెన్సెస్ టు కృష్ణ. యం బ్రహ్మ వరుణేంద్ర రుద్ర మరుతః స్తున్వంతి దివ్యైః స్తవైః. బ్రహ్మ వరుణ రుద్ర మరుత ద విండ్ గాడ్ అండ్ రుద్ర, ఆల్ దీస్ గ్రేట్ డెమిగాడ్స్ స్తున్వంతి దివ్యై స్తవై విత్ వెరీ డివైన్ అండ్ ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్ ప్రైజెస్ ది గ్లోరిఫై ద లార్డ్. వేదై సాంగ పదక్రమోపనిషదైర్ గాయంతి యం సామగః. నాట్ ఓన్లీ దట్ గ్రేట్ డెమిగాడ్స్ ఆర్ గ్లోరిఫైయింగ్ హిమ్, ఆల్ ది గ్రేట్ ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్ లిటరేచర్స్ ఆర్ గ్లోరిఫైయింగ్ హిమ్, ఆల్ ది వండర్ఫుల్ స్క్రిప్చర్స్ ఆర్ డిస్క్రైబింగ్ ద గ్లోరీస్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ. నెక్స్ట్ ధ్యానావస్థిత తద్గతేన మనసా పశ్యంతి యం యోగినః. సో ఆల్ ద యోగీస్ ఆర్ పెర్సీవింగ్ దట్ సుప్రీం లార్డ్ బై ధ్యానావస్థిత, బై ప్యూర్ మెడిటేషన్ అపాన్ ది లోటస్ ఫీట్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్. ధ్యానావస్థిత తద్గతేన మనస, దేర్ మనస ఈజ్ ట్రావెలింగ్ టువర్డ్స్ దట్ సుప్రీం లార్డ్ త్రూ ద మీడియం ఆఫ్ మెడిటేషన్, రైట్? పశ్యంతి యం యోగినో, లార్డ్ గివ్స్ దర్శన్ టు దెమ్. యస్యాంతం న విదుః సురాసురగణ దేవాయ తస్మై నమః. హూ కెన్ అండర్స్టాండ్ ద లిమిట్, రైట్? నో వన్ కెన్ అండర్స్టాండ్. ఈవెన్ సురాసురగణాః, డెమిగాడ్స్, డీమన్, వాట్ ఎవర్ హీ మే బి, హీ కెనాట్ ఫ్యాదమ్ ది అన్లిమిటెడ్ గ్లోరీస్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ. ఐ ఆఫర్ ఒబేసెన్సెస్ టు దాట్ లార్డ్. హీ బిగాన్ లైక్ దట్. నెక్స్ట్, పృష్టే భ్రామ్యద మంద మందరగిరి గారావర కండూయనాన్ గావాగ్ర కండు నిద్రాలోకమఠాకృతేర్భగవతః శ్వాసానిలః పాంతువ. యత్ సంస్కార కళానువర్తనవశాద్ వేళా నిభేనాంభసాం. యాతాయాతమతంద్రితం జలనిధేర్నాద్యాపి విశ్రామ్యతి. పృష్టే భ్రామ్యదమందమందరగిరిగారావగ్ర కండూయనాన్.
నిద్రాలోకమఠ కృతేర్భగవతః సావానిలపంతువః యత్ సంస్కార కలానువర్తనవశాద్ వేళా నిభేతాంభసం యాతయాతమతంద్రితం జలనిధేర్నాద్యాపి విశ్రామ్యతి రీడ్ ద ట్రాన్స్లేషన్
పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్ అపియర్డ్ యాజ్ లార్డ్ కుర్మ ఎ టార్టాయిస్ హిస్ బ్యాక్ వాజ్ స్క్రాచ్డ్ బై ద షార్ప్ ఎజ్ స్టోన్స్ లయింగ్ ఆన్ మ్యాసివ్ వర్లింగ్ మౌంట్ మందారా అండ్ ది స్క్రాచింగ్ మేడ్ ద లార్డ్ స్లీపీ మే యూ ఆల్ బి ప్రొటెక్టెడ్ బై ద విండ్స్ caused by the Lord's breathing in this sleepy condition. Ever since that time, even up to the present day, the ocean tides have imitated the Lord's inhalation and exhalation by piously coming in and going out.
So, the Supreme Lord, Prishte Brahmyad Amanda Mandaragiri Gravagra Kanduyanan. So, when the Mandaragiri, Mandara Parvat, was being used as a churning rod by the demigods and the demons with the rope of Vasuki serpent to churn the milk ocean, it just sinked in because there was no support from bottom. So Lord appeared as Kurma and went underwater and lifted it up. And the churning started. So when the churning was happening, Prishte Brahmyad, on the back of that Kurma avatar, when this Mandaragiri is revolving like this, Amanda Mandaragari Gravagra Kanduyanan. So it is creating an itching sensation and Lord is feeling a scratching sensation on his back and then very peacefully, dozing off. Right? Nidraloho Kamathakrutir Bhagavatah Swasanilaha Pantuvah Nidraloho. He was feeling sleepy. Kamathakrutir. Kamathakruti is the akriti, the form of a tortoise. Right? భగవతః శ్వాసానిలః పాంతువః శ్వాస మీన్స్ బ్రీదింగ్ హీ వాజ్ బ్రీదింగ్ వెన్ ద లార్డ్ వాజ్ బ్రీదింగ్ ఇన్సైడ్ యూ గో ఇన్సైడ్ ద ఓషన్ అండ్ స్టార్ట్ బ్రీదింగ్ నథింగ్ మచ్ మే హ్యాపెన్ వెన్ ద లార్డ్ బ్రీద్స్ ద ఓషన్ ఆల్సో జస్ట్ మేక్ సమ్ సౌండ్ ఇట్ కమ్స్ అవుట్ అండ్ గోస్ ఇన్ కమ్స్ అవుట్ అండ్ గోస్ ఇన్ సో వెన్ లార్డ్ ఎంటర్ ది ఓషన్ అండ్ స్టార్టెడ్ బ్రీదింగ్ ఆల్ ది ఓషన్స్ కంటిన్యూ టు ఇమిటేట్ ద లార్డ్ బై బ్రీదింగ్. You go on the shore of ocean, it just comes out and goes in. Comes out and goes in. Breathing in, breathing out. Right? So, yat samskara kalanu varnana vashad vela nibhe nambasam. So, ocean started imitating the Lord. So, yes, shantam atandritam jalanidher nadyapi vishramyati. So, actually, it's not the demigods and demons who churned the milk ocean. It is Kurma who did the whole show. Right? So with the breathing, a lot of churning is happening, not just the movement of the mountain. So he churned the milk ocean. So demigods are there for namesake. Nimitta matram. Bhava, chora and asura, like that. You just become nimitta matra. Similarly, churning of the Vedas is done by the Lord only. So Vedas are also coming. So he was churning the bhakti nectar to produce Srimad Bhagavatam. So Srimad Bhagavatam is an emanation from directly Krishna. Vyasadeva wrote it just for namesake. Right? Some writer has to be there for a book, right? So he's a writer. He signs as the writer. Mahamunikriter Kimvaparairishwara. So his signature is there, but it's Krishna who manifested Srimad Bhagavatam. So the Kurma's breath has that kind of effect. So read the purport, very sweet. So at times we elevate an itching sensation by blowing it up, right? Blowing upon it. Similarly, the breathing of the Supreme Lord can elevate the itching sensation within the minds of mental speculators. So in the minds of munis, there is a lot of speculation. That is itch. That is like itch. If you come in contact with the breathing of the Lord, Srimad Bhagavatam of the Lord, that itch is gone. You will lose your ability or inclination to speculate when you see the authentic descriptions of Bhagavatam. Right? So, and not only the itching sensation of mental speculation is gone,
the itching sensation to satisfy one's senses through sex pleasures and other sensual pleasures, that also will be gone. Basically, karmic enjoyment and jnanaka, that speculative enjoyment, all this is gone. Next, by coming in contact with, by meditating on the windy breath of Lord Kurma, all categories of conditioned souls can be relieved of the deficiencies of material existence and become liberated on the spiritual platform. One must simply allow the pastimes of Lord Kurma to blow within one's heart like a favorable breeze. Then one will surely find spiritual peace. You want spiritual peace? Come in contact with the spiritual breeze of tortoise, Kurma avatar, Kamathakritir. So, the Supreme Lord, as Mohini Murti, cheated the demons and gave nectar to the demigods, right? Similarly, the Supreme Lord, may he give us the bhakti nectar, not to the demons, right? That is a prayer offered along with this verse, according to the Acharyas. Purana Sankhya Sambhutim Asya Vachya Prayojani Danam Danasya Mahatmyam Pathadeshchani Bodhata. Now Sutta Goswami gives the length of each scripture. Right, number of verses in each scripture from the next verse. Brahmam Dasha Sahasrani means in Brahma Purana there are Dasha Sahasra verses, 10,000 verses. Right. Next, Padmam Panchona Shashticham. In Padma Purana there are 55,000 verses. Sri Vaishnavam Triya Vamshaj Trayo Vimshat Chetur Vimshati Shaivakam. So Sri Vishnu Purana has 23,000 verses. Then Shiva Purana has 24,000 verses. Next. Dashashtau Sri Bhagavatam Naradam Pancha Vimshati. Bhagavatam has 18,000 verses. Then Narada Purana, it has 25,000 verses. Markandam Navavaham Cha Dasha Pancha Chatushyatam Chaturtaja Bhavishyam Syat Tatha Pancha Shatani Cha Dasashtau Brahma Vaivartyam Lingam Ekada Saivatu Chaturvimshati Varaham Ekashiti Sahasrakam Skandam Shatam Tatha Chaikam Vamanam Dashakirtitam Kaurmam Sapta Dashakhyatam Matsyam Tattu Chaturdasham Ekonavimshat Sampurnam Brahmandam Dvadashaivatu. So these are all different Puranas with different counts of verses. Narada Purana 25,000, Markandeya Purana 9,000, Agni Purana 15,400, then Bhavishya Purana, how many? 14,500, Brahma Vayavata Purana 18,000, Linga Purana 11,000, Varaha Purana 24,000, Skanda Purana 81,100, Vamana Purana 10,000, Kurma Purana 17,000, Matsya Purana 14,000, Garuda Purana 19,000, Brahmanda Purana 12,000. Evam Purana Sandoha Chatur Laksha Udahritaham. Thus the total number of verses in all Puranas is 400,000. Tatrashtadasa Sahasram Shri Bhagavata Mishyate. So 18,000 of these once again belong to the beautiful Bhagavatam. Shri Bhagavata Mishyate. So Bhagavatam is coming in the list already. You go to fifth verse here. Dashashtau Sri Bhagavatam is already mentioned. But after completing the whole count of all Puranas, at the end again Bhagavatam is mentioned. That means Bhagavatam is special. Sutta Goswami in the third chapter of Bhagavatam, he listed all the incarnations and he mentioned Krishna also. At the end he said, Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. Krishna is again mentioned. means Krishna is special. Just like Krishna is special in the list of incarnations, Bhagavatam is special in the list of Puranas. Right? So Bhagavatam is supreme and most complete literature. Next.
Idam Bhagavata Purvam Brahmanena Abhipankaje Sthitaya Bhava Bhitaya Karunyat Samprakashitam.
So it was to Brahma that the Lord revealed this Bhagavatam in full in the beginning of the creation. Then Brahma was frightened by material existence. Lord enlightened him with Bhagavatam. Right? This you know in the second canto. Like that, Bhagavatam is an eternal transcendental literature, non-different from the absolute truth. So Bhagavatam did not manifest 5,000 years back when Sukadeva Goswami was describing it to Parikshit. Bhagavatam is an eternal scripture. It is not a modern scripture just manifested or written 5,000 years back. So the last few lines of this purport say, if we give up all sinful activities and engage constantly in Sankirtan movement, victory is assured in our personal lives and also in our missionary activities. So you can read the purport. So next two verses are very important. They are establishing the wonderful position of Bhagavatam.
Adimadhyavasaneshu Vairagyakhyana samyutam Harilila kathavrata Mritanandita satsuram.
So that's a sandhi. You have to supply that A. Amritananda satsuram. But that A, the long A in the previous line has to be brought down.
Sarva Vedanta saram yad Brahmatmaikatva lakshanam Vastvadvitiyam tannishtam Kaivalyaika prayojanam.
Read the translation.
From beginning to end, the Srimad Bhagavatam is full of narrations that encourage renunciation of material life, as well as nectarian accounts of Lord Hari's transcendental pastimes, which give ecstasy to the saintly devotees and demigods. This Bhagavatam is the essence of all Vedanta philosophy because its subject matter is the absolute truth, which, while non-different from the spirit soul, is the ultimate reality, one without a second. The goal of this literature is exclusive devotional service unto that supreme truth.
So, Adi Madhyavasaneshu Vairagyakhyana Samyutam. So, Adi Madhya Avasana, in the beginning, in the middle, and in the end. This Bhagavatam is describing Vairagya, constant renunciation from material things. And that is not the prominent theme, but detachment from this material world is emphasized repeatedly in the beginning, in the middle, and in the end also. Hari Leela Kathavrata Amritanandita Sat Suram. So, what is discussed here, along with this detachment, Hari Leela Katha, so many discussions about Supreme Lord Hari are described. And what is the effect of it? Amrita Ananda. Amrita Ananda Sat Suram. Amrita Ananda means the happiness or the bliss of nectar was available to whom? Sat Suram. Suram means demigod. Why it is available to demigods? Demigods means the devotees who are very glorious. Sat Suram. Because they are good people, that nectar was available to them. Here there is a hint to what's the incarnation of Mohini Murti. What does Mohini Murti do? She takes the nectar pot and distributes all nectar to the demigods only, not to the demons. Right? Similarly, Srimad Bhagavatam will reveal itself to a sincere seeker of Bhagavatam, not a professional reciter of Bhagavatam whose motivation is just to get his livelihood or to get name, fame, prestige, etc. So to the extent one is non-envious, to that extent one can understand Bhagavatam. That is mentioned in the beginning also, that is mentioned in the end also. In the beginning, when is it mentioned? Nirmatsaranam satam vidyam. It is understandable by those who are non-envious in heart. To the extent we are non-envious, to that extent we can understand Bhagavatam. Because Bhagavatam is compared to so many things. You remember very first chapters. Bhagavatam is compared to sun, then lamp, what else? Mohini Murti, and 12 months, next. Desire tree. So these are all various comparisons given. One of the comparisons is coming in this verse. Adhyatma Deepam, lamp. Right? So one comparison is towards Mohini Murti. So why Bhagavatam is compared to Mohini Murti? Just like Mohini Murti cheats the demons and distributes nectar to the demigod. Similarly, every reader of Bhagavatam will not get the ultimate essence of Bhagavatam. If one is a sincere reader, devotee of Krishna, he will get the essence of Bhagavatam, because Bhagavatam is Mohini Murti. It hides the most nectarian conclusions from people who don't deserve to listen to them. People who don't deserve to access them. Right? That's why there are Phalashrutis. Some people are attracted to those Phalashrutis. Some people are attracted to the other Phalashrutis. You get pure devotional service, people may not get attracted there. So Bhagavatam is like Mohini Murti. It's like one angle. Sarva Vedanta Saram Yad. So this Bhagavatam is the essence of all conclusions of Vedas. Brahmatmaikanta Lakshanam. Vastu Advitiyam Tan Nishtam. This word is important. Tan Nishtam means with great nishta, with focus, with full attention, one has to render pure devotional service. Devoid of any aspirations of karma, jnana and swarga, etc. When that nishta is there, when there are no material motivations, ulterior motives in one's study of Bhagavatam or description of Bhagavatam or speaking of Bhagavatam or reading of Bhagavatam, then the nectar is available. Kaivalya eka prayojanam. So it is, this kaivalya is not just merging into the material existence, into the effulgence of the Lord. Kaivalya here is exclusive devotional service. That is how it is Mohini Murti. Someone will come and read this verse. Oh, kaivalya eka prayojanam. Right? The purpose of Bhagavatam is kaivalya. Kaivalya is merging in Lord's existence. But devotees will understand this kaivalya mentioned here is not merging in Lord's existence. It is exclusive devotional service. That is why we need the purports of acharyas. Without the assistance of acharyas' purports, Prabhupada's purports, Chakvartipa's purports, or any other bona fide Vaishnava Sampradaya acharyas who are commenting on Bhagavatam, we cannot get the real understanding of Bhagavatam. They will tell, this word in this context means this, not that. Kaivalyam narakayate. How will you reconcile these two verses if you don't have assistance of Prabhupada's purports? Here kaivalya eka prayojanam. Another verse is kaivalyam narakayate. Right? So, tainisha kaivalya pate vride vrinena cha nakama yenatha. So, Prithumara says, kaivalya is rejected in the book, and at the end it says kaivalya eka prayojanam. So, people should not get confused. We should take shelter of acharya's purports. So, vairagya renunciation means giving up everything that has no relation with the absolute truth. So, vairagya, see, adi madhyavasaneshi vairagya khyana samyutam. Someone may be misdirected by that also. Oh, only vairagya is emphasized. I think supreme message of Bhagavatam is vairagya. No. Supreme message of Bhagavatam is bhakti yoga. And vairagya becomes an accompanying element to bhakti. Not the only element. Right? Bhakti is main. What is the use of vairagya or tapas without bhakti? Aradhito yadihari tapasatatah kim? Naradhito yadihari tapasatatah kim? So all these substandard, what is auxiliary practices of devotional service are very important as much as they are accompanying bhakti. Otherwise, all these processes are not very effective in themselves. Right? It's like one zeros, these are, that analogy is given. Next, read the next, okay, we will recite also.
ప్రౌష్టపద్యం పురాణాంశ్యం పౌర్ణమాస్యం హేమసింహ సమన్వితం దదాతియో భాగవతం సయాతి పరమాం గతిం. సో హియర్ ఇట్ సేస్ ఆన్ ఎ ఫుల్ మూన్ డే ఇన్ ద మంత్ ఆఫ్ భద్ర వన్ కెన్ ప్లేస్ భాగవతం అనే గోల్డెన్ థ్రోన్ అండ్ గివ్ ఇట్ యాజ్ ఎ గిఫ్ట్, దెన్ హీ విల్ గెట్ పరమాం గతిం, సుప్రీం డెస్టినేషన్. సో వై వన్ షుడ్ ప్లేస్ భాగవతం అన్ గోల్డెన్ థ్రోన్? బికాజ్ ఇట్స్ ద కింగ్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ లిటరేచర్స్. ఇట్స్ నాట్ ది అల్టిమేట్ మెసేజ్, ఇట్స్ నాట్ ద ఓన్లీ మెసేజ్. వై హ్యావ్ టు ప్లేస్ భాగవతం అన్ గోల్డెన్ థ్రోన్. అవి వుడెన్ టేబుల్ క్లాత్, వన్ మే నాట్ థింక్ లైక్ దట్. సో బట్ గోల్డెన్ థ్రోన్ మీన్స్ ఇట్ దట్ ఈస్ షోయింగ్ ద సుప్రీమసీ ఆఫ్ దిస్ లిటరేచర్. రాజంతే తావదన్యాని పురాణాని సతాం గణే యావద్ భాగవతం నైవ శ్రూయతే అమృత సాగరం. రీడ్.
ఆల్ అదర్ పురాణిక్ స్క్రిప్చర్ షైన్ ఫోర్త్ ఇన్ ద అసెంబ్లీ ఆఫ్ సెయింట్లీ డివోటీస్ ఓన్లీ యాజ్ లాంగ్ యాజ్ దట్ గ్రేట్ ఓషన్ ఆఫ్ నెక్టర్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం ఇస్ నాట్ హర్డ్.
వెన్ ఆల్ ది డాగ్స్ అండ్ హాగ్స్ విల్ డూ ఆల్ దేర్ పాస్ టైమ్స్ ఓన్లీ టిల్ ద లైన్ కమ్స్ దేర్, ఇస్ ఇట్ నాట్? సో వెన్ ఏ లెస్ పవర్ఫుల్ పర్సన్ విల్ ఎగ్జర్ట్ హిస్ ఇన్ఫ్లుయెన్స్ ఓన్లీ ఇన్ ద యాబ్సెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ఎ మోర్ పవర్ఫుల్ పర్సన్. When the most powerful person is present in the assembly, all of the other people have to keep quiet, right? Similarly, when moon shines, star shine will become, you know, will go into the background. So stars will act as a background for the moon. Moon is not the background for the stars. Similarly, Bhagavatam is the emperor of all scriptures, right? So that is mentioned in this beautiful verse. All Puranic scriptures shine forth in the assembly of saintly devotees only as long as that great ocean of nectar Bhagavatam is not heard. After hearing Bhagavatam, people will lose taste in other books. Kimva parair Ishwaraha. Author claims, I have written so many books. I am the writer of all those books. I am saying this is my best book. We will give importance to the author's words or the opinion of other people. 15. సర్వవేదాంత సారం హి శ్రీ భాగవతమిష్యతే తద్రసామృత తృప్తస్య నాన్యత్ర స్యాద్రతి క్వచిత్. సో భాగవతం ఇస్ డిక్లేర్డ్ యాజ్ ది ఎసెన్స్ ఆఫ్ వేదాంత ఫిలాసఫీ. సర్వవేదాంత సారం హి శ్రీ భాగవతమిష్యతే. ఈష్యతే మీన్స్ ఇట్స్ ప్రొక్లైమింగ్, ఇట్స్ డిక్లేరింగ్, ఇట్ ఈస్ అనౌన్సింగ్ లైక్ దట్. తద్ రసామృత తృప్తస్య, వన్ హూ హ్యాస్ ఫెల్ట్ సాటిస్ఫాక్షన్ ఫ్రమ్ ఇట్స్ నెక్టర్ రస అమృత తృప్తస్య, వన్ హూ టేస్టెడ్ దట్ రస ఆఫ్ దట్ అమృత అండ్ బికమ్ తృప్త, నాయత్ర స్యాద్రతి క్వచిత్, హీ విల్ లూజ్ ఆల్ ఇంట్రెస్ట్ ఇన్ ఎనీ అదర్ బుక్, రైట్? హీ విల్ నెవర్ బి అట్రాక్టెడ్ టు ఎనీ అదర్ మండేన్ లిటరేచర్ వన్స్ వన్ సంబడి హ్యాస్ దట్ టేస్ట్. నిమ్నగానం యథా గంగా దేవానాం అచ్యుతో యథా వైష్ణవానాం యథా శంభుః పురాణానాం ఇదం తథా. నిమ్నగానం యథా గంగా. సో నిమ్నగానం మీన్స్ ఆల్ ద రివర్స్ దట్ ఆర్ ఫ్లోయింగ్ టువర్డ్స్ ద సీ. నిమ్నగానం యథా గంగా మీన్స్ గంగా ఇస్ ద బెస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ రివర్స్ దట్ ఆర్ ఫ్లోయింగ్ టువర్డ్స్ ద సీ. నెక్స్ట్ దేవానాం అచ్యుతో యథ. సో దేర్ ఆర్ సో మెనీ దేవాస్ గాడ్స్, బట్ అచ్యుత ఇన్ఫాలిబుల్ సుప్రీం లార్డ్ ఈస్ ద బెస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ది గాడ్స్. నెక్స్ట్ వైష్ణవానాం యథా శంభు, దేర్ ఆర్ సో మెనీ వైష్ణవాస్ డివోటీస్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్, బెస్ట్ వైష్ణవ ఇస్ శంభు. జస్ట్ లైక్ శివ ఈస్ ద బెస్ట్ వైష్ణవ, అచ్యుత ఈస్ ద బెస్ట్ గాడ్ అండ్ గంగా ఈస్ ద బెస్ట్ రివర్, పురాణానాం ఇదం తథా. Of all Puranas, Bhagavatam is the best. Kshetranam chaiva sarvesham yathakasi hi anuttamam tatha purana vratanam Srimad Bhagavatam vijaha
So Kashi is considered very excelled amongst many holy places. It's the common opinion. Similarly, Bhagavatam is best among all Puranas, supreme. Now the glories of Bhagavatam are further mentioned in the next verse. Srimad Bhagavatam Puranam Amalam Yadvaishnavanam Priyam. Yasmin Paramahamsyamekam Amalam Jnanam Param Giyate. Tatra Jnana Viraga Bhakti Sahitam Naishkarmyam Avishkritam. Tat Shrinvan Supathan Vicharana Paro Bhaktya Vimuchyennara. Srimad Bhagavatam Puranam Amalam Yadvaishnavanam Priyam. Yasmin Paramahamsyamekam Amalam Jnanam Param Giyate. Tatra Jnana Viraga Bhakti Sahitam Naishkarmyam Avishkritam. Tat Shrinvan Supathan Vicharana Paro Bhaktya Vimuchyennara. Srimad Bhagavatam is Puranam Amalam. It is spotless Purana. Right? No contamination of three modes. So earlier there are 18 Puranas. They were categorized in three modes. But this is Amala Purana, spotless Purana, which is beyond the three modes, right? It's not coming under the category of even goodness Purana also. It's transcendental Purana. Srimad Bhagavatam Puranam Amalam Yad Vaishnavanam Priyam. This is very dear to Vaishnavas. Then Yasmin Paramahamsyam Ekam Amalam means this Purana is accessible and understandable by Paramahamsas. Nirmatsaranam Satam Vedyam, right? Yasmin Paramahamsyam Ekam Amaram. It is attainable by topmost devotees like Paramahamsas. Jnanam Param Giyate. The supreme Jnanam, the topmost knowledge is mentioned in this verse, in this Purana, Bhagavatam. Tatra Jnana Viraga Bhakti Sahitam Naishkarmyam Avishkritam. So this Bhagavatam Purana is also Avishkritam, means launching, inaugurating, establishing, releasing, right? So this Bhagavatam is launching this Naishkarmya. Naishkarmyam Avishkritam. What kind of Naishkarmya? Tatra Jnana Viraga Bhakti Sahitam. So just Naishkarmya is not sufficient. Non-fruitive active is not sufficient. That has to be accompanied with Bhakti. And Jnana and Viraga. Knowledge, detachment and non-fruitive activity as accompanied with Bhakti are launched by Bhagavatam. Right? Are explained, are emphasized in Bhagavatam. Next, Tat Shrinvan, one has to hear it. Supathan, one has to study it nicely. Tat Shrinvan, Supathan, Vicharana Paro. You also contemplate on it. Nididhyasan. So all these elements are there in your 5S model. Tat Shrinvan, Supathan. Pathan is what? Your sloka recitation. Tat Shrinvan Supathan Vicharana Paro Bhaktya Vimuchyennaraha. If one does all this with devotion, he will be released from this material bondage. Right? Kasmayena Vibhasitoyam Atulo Jnana Pradipa Pura. Tadrupena Janaradaya Munaye Krishnaya Tadrupina. Yogindraya tadatmanatha bhavas tarataya karunyataham. Tat shuddham vimalam vishokam amritam satyam param dhimahi. Kasmayena vibhasitoyam atulo jnana pradipah puram.
तद्रूपेण च नारदाय मुनये कृष्णाय तद्रूपिण योगीन्द्राय तदात्मनाथ भगवद्राताय कारुण्यतः तत्शुद्धं विमलं विशोकममृतं सत्यं परं धीमहि दिस् वर्स् एस्टाब्लिशेस् दि परम्परा आफ् भागवतम् दि अथेण्टिसिटि आफ् भागवतम् कस्मै येन विभासितोऽयम् अतुलो ज्ञानप्रदीपः पुरा कस्मै कः मीन्स् अण्टु ब्रह्म कस्मै कः इस् ब्रह्म कस्मै इस् अण्टु ब्रह्म येन विभासितोऽयम् विभासित मीन्स् इट् हेस् बीन् रिवील्ड् टु हिम् विभासित भासित इस् रिवील्ड् विभासित इस् थरोलि रिवील्ड् very wonderful revelation of Bhagavatam happened in front of Brahmaji. Kasmai yena vibhasitoyam atulo, and what is this Bhagavatam? Jnana pradipaha. It's a transcendental torchlight. Pradipaha, deepa is light. Pradipaha, jnana pradipaha, the transcendental torchlight of Srimad Bhagavatam has been first revealed to Brahmaji. So, Pura, when was it revealed? Pura, in the beginning of the creation, right in the beginning. Next, tad rupena means, very important word, tad rupena means in the form of Brahma or through the medium of Brahma, that Bhagavatam is given to Narada. Tad rupena cha Naradaya munaye. Right? Next, Krishnaya tad rupena. Krishnaya is referring to Krishna Dvaipayana Vyasa. The second Tadrupana in the second line is referring to Narada Muni. Right? So, in the form of Brahma, Krishna spoke this Bhagavatam to Narada Muni. In the form of Narada Muni, Krishna spoke this Bhagavatam to Vyasadeva. And Krishna only spoke this Bhagavatam to Brahma also. Right? Next. Yogindraya Tadatmanatha. Tadatmanatha. In the form of Narada Muni, in the form of Vyasadeva, Krishna spoke this Bhagavatam to Yogindraya. Who is the Yogindra? Sukadeva Goswami. He is the best of all mystics. Yogindraya tadatmanada. Then Bhagavad Rataya Karunyataha. And in the form of Sukadeva Goswami, Krishna spoke this Bhagavatam to Bhagavad Rata. Who is Bhagavad Rata? Parikshit Maharaj. He is Vishnu Rata, Bhagavad Rata. He is protected by Vishnu. Karunyataha, with great compassion. So whether Krishna is speaking, or Brahma is speaking, or Narada is speaking, or Vyasa is speaking, or Sukadeva Goswami is speaking, Krishna is only speaking Bhagavatam. Right? In the form of all these acharyas in the parampara, Krishna is revealing Bhagavatam to a sincere hearer. Tat shuddham, it is completely pure. Vimalam, absolutely no contamination. Vishokam, no lamentation. Amritam, nectarian. Satyam param dhimahi, let me meditate on that supreme absolute truth, Krishna, who is revealing Bhagavatam through the medium of parampara. So, to a sincere reader of Bhagavatam, to a sincere hearer of Bhagavatam, Krishna is personally speaking. And a speaker of Bhagavatam should understand, if he does not have ulterior motives, Krishna speaks through him, right? So that is the transparency of parampara. So Bhagavatam is spoken by Krishna. A sincere reader hears Krishna when he is hearing Bhagavatam. So how did Bhagavatam begin? Janmadye sayatonvayad anvayad itarata charteshu abhignaswarat ends with satyam param dhimahi. So Bhagavatam began with meditation on the absolute truth. And Bhagavatam is ending with meditation on the absolute truth. Satyam Param Dhimahi is coming here also, at the end. It's just two more verses left. So Bhagavatam is more or less ending here. Right? So that is the effect of Bhagavatam. So whenever saintly devotees are vibrating Bhagavatam, it is to be understood that Krishna is speaking through the agency of his pure representatives. Anyone who submissively hears this literature from Lord's bona fide devotees transcends his conditional state
and becomes qualified to meditate upon the absolute truth and serve him. That is the effect of Bhagavatam.
Namastasmai
Bhagavate
Vasudevaya Sakshine Yaidam Kripaya Kasmai Vyacha Chakshe Mumukshave.
Now, after concluding Bhagavatam, he is offering obeisances to his personal deity. I offer my obeisances to Lord Vasudeva, who is Sakshine, who is all-pervading witness, and who mercifully explained, Ya idam kripaya kasmai, who has mercifully explained the science to Brahma when he anxiously desired salvation.
Yogindraya namastasmai, sukaya brahma rupine, samsara sarpadashtam yo Vishnu ratam amumuchat.
Yogindraya, chief master of bhakti yoga, jnana yoga, karma yoga, ashtanga yoga. So Sukadeva Goswami has understood all these yogas thoroughly and established bhakti yoga as the supreme yoga. That is why he is called Yogindraya. In the previous verse also we have seen that he is Yogindra. Yogindraya namastasmai. Now, after offering obeisances to Lord Vasudeva, Suta Goswami is offering obeisances to Sukadeva Goswami in this verse, 21st verse. So, after personal manifestation of the Absolute Truth, he spoke this. He saved Parikshit Maharaj, who was bitten by the snake of material existence. So, whether Parikshit Maharaj or Sukadeva Goswami or Arjuna, so all these are eternal associates of Krishna. So, they have no trace of samsara. So, Bhagavatam is manifesting through the medium of all these pure devotees, right? So, in this purport, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, Arjuna was placed in a very material condition for the manifestation of Bhagavad Gita. And now, Sukadeva Parikshit Maharaj was kept in a very awkward situation for the manifestation of Bhagavatam, right? So, they are all great devotees, exalted devotees. We cannot consider them as some victims or ignorant people. Oh, Bhagavatam was taught to them for their enlightenment. Through their medium, Lord is teaching us.
Bhave bhave yata bhakti.
Bhave bhave yata
bhakti. Padayostava jayate.
Tatha
kurushva
devesha.
Nathastvam no yata prabho.
Oh Lord of Lords, oh Master, please grant us pure devotional service at your lotus feet, life after life. So the aspiration here is we want bhakti. Bhave bhave yata bhakti. Bhave bhave means I don't mind transmigrating from one body to another body. I don't want release from this bondage of birth and death cycle, but I want bhakti. So it's like na dhanam na janam na sundarim kavitam va jagadisha kamaye mama janmani janmanishvare bhave bhave. Means I don't mind coming here life after life, but I want bhakti, like that. Punascha bhuyat bhagavati anante ratih prasangascha tadashrayeshu. Even Parikshit Maharaj also prays like this. If at all I have to take birth again, let me have rati for Krishna, let me have friendship with devotees. So that is the aspiration that he is desiring.
Nama sankirtanam
yasya
sarva papa pranashanam pranamo dukha shamanam tam namami harim param.
Nama
sankirtanam yasya.
Finally, Bhagavatam is concluding with this. Please chant the holy names of Krishna.
Sarvapapa pranashanam, that will vanquish all sinful activities. Pranamo dukha shamanam, and if you offer obeisances, if you chant his names, all sinful activities are gone. Pranamo, if you offer obeisances, dukha shamanaha, one's miseries are mitigated, pacified.
Tam namami harim param, I offer my obeisances to that Lord Hari, whose chanting is glorious. offering obeisances to whom is also glorious. So that is the conclusion of Bhagavatam. Grantharaya Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnavarinda ki jai. Bhaktivedanta Vidyapeeth batch 4 ki jai. Congratulations.